popping. It's the Wednesday show. The Wednesday Drew and Mike show from the DealsInDeed.com studios. Thomas A. Mazzaway wants to appear tomorrow.
Well, he makes a schedule around here.
Yeah, I like how the one guy weak guy is, has
the most power.
Interruptions, it seems. I mean, whether he's got to leave early for a softball game or he's with a customer like Gary Coleman back in the day.
Another vacation,
yeah.
He takes so many vacations.
His personal life is overwhelming. I honestly feel like he just needs to take a couple years off from everything. And get his personal life in order. Spend some time with the kids.
It's okay. Now we have Trudy here. So, Trudy, don't give him that day tomorrow.
Oh, I should not.
You have all the leverage in the world.
No, Trudy's not going anywhere.
Except for laziness.
But if he wants the day tomorrow and it's bumping Trudy, and it's not her fault.
And I'm sitting in his seat, so.
Yeah, I don't think you should give up the bump position. I don't think you should create a bump position for yourself.
Oh, you have total leverage.
Stand your ground.
See what you can get. Yeah, shoot him.
Stand my ground.
See what you can get from him.
Oh, maybe I could get give me a car for a week or so.
Maybe.
I know the Zot guys would do that, right?
They probably would. Let's see what's going on. Do we have a? Are we going to talk to the Joplin babe?
Well, we can call her. She said to call her today. We didn't clear it through her again today because I'm afraid she'll say no.
She's Janis Joplin's lesbo lover.
Yeah.
And she wrote a book previously, and she's writing another one. I don't understand. Why is there the need for the second book?
Because she needs money.
I know she was...
Why didn't she just re-release the first book and add a chapter or two? It's a lot less work.
Maybe she's adding more lesbo details to make it more exciting.
It's more acceptable.
It's 20 years later. Yeah, could be. Just saying.
I wanna read that book.
I'm interested in Janis Joplin. I'm a little Joplined out though. I've learned a lot about Janis Joplin.
Well, she's gross.
I don't even get turned on about the idea. I
love her voice, but man, is she hard to look at.
When they had the display, did you think she was big? I mean, what was your perception of her?
When what? I'm sorry.
Did you think she was big from seeing her on stages and stuff?
Oh, like a
that?
Large woman?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she had a big personality.
The display at Henry Ford of her clothes, they had like a display.
She's tiny, isn't she?
She's like, yeah.
Yeah, she's very small.
Very small.
Ugh. But she could party. Did that display smell?
No, it was actually very
it was behind glass.
Yeah, it was. They don't want people's hands all
such
over.
A great
they have rock
smell.
And roll stuff there?
Yeah, they had, this was a couple of years back. Remember they had the Beatles thing there?
Oh, at Henry Ford?
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, they've had stuff. I just don't think of them as having. I wouldn't think there'd be Janis Joplin display, but why not?
They rotate things in and out, so it's like a traveling show comes and they sort of curate that.
Yeah, there was a Warhol show around here for his.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what 90th birthday maybe. I don't even know. I don't know why I bring it up because I don't even know who's. I said Andy Warhol's 90th birthday.
Oh, I'm sorry. My computer's
haven't
totally
you been fine. Waiting for a birthday?
I have. I just didn't have it queued. Is it his birthday today?
It was yesterday. He would have been 90, I think.
Thank you, Brandon.
How must he look
happy
if he were 90?
Happy birthday to him. I don't care.
Good look.
That weird hair.
Yeah, he'd probably look about the same.
Because, you could really never tell how he looked.
No, I started reading Lou Reed's Dirty Boulevard, the book. And, wow, is that, boy, what a nightmare Lou Reed was.
Wow, from what I've heard.
But you know what was kind of interesting was his biggest fan was Lester Bangs from Cream magazine, our local Cream magazine. I think he wrote for Rolling Stone, too. And
of course, Lester Bangs.
Yeah, Lester Bangs is pretty cool. So anyway, they had some hellacious face-offs, I guess, Lou Reed and Lester, because he loved Lou, but he felt he had to challenge him.
Really?
And, Lou loves a good fight, too, so. Anyway.
Isn't Lou the one that offered to take a dump on that guy?
Yeah, Lou, there's some pretty interesting aspects to Lou.
Were the glass tables involved, or?
No, it wasn't
that
on
was
a
Danny
plate.
Thomas.
It was on a plate.
Yeah, I think it was.
Please kill
he
me.
Wanted him to be his David Cassidy, was the way he put it. And I didn't exactly understand that part. But, yeah, Lou's sexuality is starting to get a little different in the book. He's got a wife, and then all of a sudden he seems to be going gay, or he likes guys dressed as girls. He was ahead of his time, I guess you might say. But yeah, I was doing some rock and rolling last night. I kept waking up, my mouth hurt, and so I started digging into that Smashing Pumpkins 30th anniversary show.
Yeah,
which was in Pittsburgh, and he had all these guests: Courtney Love and Peter Hook from New Order. Mm-hmm. They played "Level Tear Us Apart" to end the show.
Huh.
Really?
And "Age of Consent" and another Joy Division song, and then Courtney Love sang a couple songs. And I
wait, she was along?
Yeah, she was on stage.
Did you read Graf's review of the show here in Detroit?
I did not.
God, it sounded like they played everything and over 3 hours worth. And yeah. Gary said it was a good mix, too.
The sets have been pretty incredible, and they seem to be trying. They seem to be fan-pleasing as opposed to just
hits.
Doing their own thing, which is what I think they were accused of and cop to back in the day.
The world is a vampire.
But I'm telling you, if you watch a clip of... Wait, this is not a bass cover, is it?
I know.
No, you missed the other three that he already played.
I saw him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, you just ignore him?
It's just accepting.
I've expected.
Oh, well, that takes the fun out of it.
Oh, I was surprised because I didn't see a bass player. I thought something was wrong.
Now it has to come with a bass player.
Oh, so Courtney Love did Celebrity Skin?
Yeah.
That's
and
a
she
great
did,
song.
She did three songs, I think.
She did Bullet with Butterfly Wings.
She looked pretty, a little messy on stage to me, though.
A little messy, always.
She was wearing her tiara, but especially when Peter Hook was out there, it was like, why is she on stage? She's barely singing at all, and she looked kind of, I don't know.
I like that that joke during the roast for Bruce Willis.
Oh, yeah.
Who was it? That's Dom Herrera's joke about Ed Norton dating Courtney Love. He wasn't famous enough for her to have him murdered.
Oh.
A great joke. No one ever talks about how she murdered Kurt.
That was a great joke. God, I never saw that coming either with him. That dude? I'd never seen that dude before.
Oh, no.
Dom Herrera?
No.
But he was funny.
Yeah, he was. He surprised me. And plus, he looked so defeated before he ever went up there because he was getting pounded. It's funny how the crowd gets, the other people on the dais just get just leveled in the roast.
Right.
Sometimes I think they get leveled worse than the actual subject.
And Lisa used to handle that the absolute best way. Lisa Lampanelli always laughed no matter what they said about her. She laughed like it was the funniest thing ever. I really felt like
she the only way to go.
A lot.
Who was the female comedian on this roast? Because she was doing the same thing.
Oh,
she looked like she was enjoying the jokes about her, as brutal as they were.
It was Nikki Glaser.
Yeah.
She was good too. Yeah.
Are we live on Facebook? We are. Okay. Prudential Alarm is our sponsor for Facebook, and we'll mention Drew. Actually, I could just give his phone number out right now. I think if you want to text Drew. And get a great deal on security and cameras, which our audience seems to be doing. I knew he was going to be a good advertiser, and I knew it would be good for him, too.
You know, I mean...
Drew's not on today? He is?
Sorry, he's dealing with a... Brain and I were working on a technical issue.
What happened?
Drew? Guys, where's
Drew? See, his sound seems to be down, and we can't figure out why.
Yeah, it's all jacked up. I'll figure it out.
Brandon's sound?
Yeah.
Courtney Love, by the way. Didn't she...
She just looked messy to me. I mean, I just thought, oh, she fucked up again.
Yeah.
But then she sounded better when she took over.
Didn't Billy have...
Yes. Yeah, they did.
Wasn't there a long feud between the two of those?
I thought, didn't they date?
Yeah, they did date.
Yeah, they did date.
They
dated twice. They dated before Kurt.
Ew.
She dated him before Kurt, and then she dated him after Kurt.
Ugh.
Ed Norton doesn't fit in that grouping.
No. How'd that happen?
By the way,
slipped and fell.
If you go on YouTube and watch the Pumpkins playing with Peter Hook when they did "Level Tear Us Apart" or whatever, the stage is, it's like there's a zillion people on stage and a lot of them don't have anything to do. And Billy is standing there not playing his guitar, wearing a leather dress.
He looks like Uncle Fester, which is always the joke. He's just really settling into it now.
Is he fat? He looked kind of, I don't know. He just looked. It was weird.
Doesn't he look like a flesh infester?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, that's pretty weird. It's like a vinyl.
And then Hookie is just got cargo shorts and an orange t-shirt on. That's quite a juxtaposition.
Yeah, it is.
Looks like they just all sort of showed up someplace and they're like, hey, let's...
That's what I mean. Play
some tunes.
It just looked a little scattered on stage because Courtney's out there, too, doing nothing. Oh, wait, this transmission, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, level tears apart. Courtney comes out. Another no bass cover. What's going on?
It's because that's live.
There's already a Smashing Pumpkins Peter Hook bass cover.
I don't know.
Wow, this was really good.
He does look like
that was pretty good.
Oh, like a flashy version.
Why
right?
is he wearing that? He looks ridiculous.
Decided he's really going for the Uncle Fester.
Looks like the bad guy from Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Yeah.
I should play Level Terrace Apart. I mean, Transmission's a good song, but
a little like Sprockets too. There's a little of that.
Yeah, it's very odd. I'd forgotten that Billy. I just started deep diving on Billy as I was watching the Pumpkins with Peter Hook and Courtney Love. Billy did a Tila Tequila.
Hi.
Really?
Yeah. That's what it said. Huh. They were talking about his just how weird he'd been since the Pumpkins broke up. Yeah. Some of the stuff he'd done. Did a Tila Tequila. Jessica Simpson. I'd forgotten about that too.
Really? I didn't even know that.
And then he had this giant Twitter rant at Courtney Love after they broke up. Just ragging the Jesus out of her for not being able to write her own songs and living off her husband's songs.
Right. I thought he was trying to say that she stole songs from him, too.
I think that was implied. It was like a five-part tweet. It was just brutal. It was like, what is going on here?
Who's this other person singing with them?
You know, I recognize the name, but I can't even remember his name. Doesn't it say in the listing there on YouTube?
No, it says Peter Hook, Courtney Love, Smashing Pumpkins. And there's some other dude.
He sang a verse.
He's a young-looking dude, but he's really into this song.
Wow.
Yeah!
There was also... Because I got focused on this little story about what Billy Corgan had been doing since the Pumpkins broke up, he also did apparently commercials for a furniture store in Chicago.
What?
Yeah.
That was William Patrick Corgan.
William Patrick Corgan sounds like a more dignified human.
I don't care if it's William Patrick Corgan or Billy Corgan. It's still the same guy doing commercials for a furniture store. It just was a little, it just took me by surprise. I didn't know he did that.
That's pretty weird.
Wait, how are they not on YouTube?
I only see all of his wrestling videos.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see anything
What's not on YouTube?
The ad, the commercial.
Oh, you know, it was in the story, but when I clicked on it.
Here it is, Brandon. Hang on. Ooh. So they're in a wrestling ring, and the guy pushes them off a chair, and then wrestlers come in, and now this furniture and design guys are beating them up.
Oh, so he incorporated his love for wrestling with the furniture. I get it.
Billy's cheering them on. I don't know what this has to do with furniture.
Wait! That's a Walter E. Smith chair.
Oh. I get it.
Walter E. Smith.
What a
clever.
He just wanted to hype his wrestling.
Well, that was awful.
That's what it was,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey, did anybody happen to see Al Allen on TV this morning?
Al Allen?
Al Allen was on Fox, too.
What?
Was he
man on the street? He's just enjoying
retirement? I think he's got an event or a book or something.
Really?
I was getting hotter, as in working out. And I was just watching.
And there's Al Allen.
Hearing. Yeah, there was Al Allen.
I mean, check out these traps.
The big news this morning was, of course, Nathaniel Abraham is back in jail.
Right.
Oh, he's free.
And out.
Yeah.
Arrested in Pontiac. I'm surprised that he was... This is a guy who murdered somebody when he was 11. And in spite of all the wonderful stuff we heard about him, he was beating the shit out of people in juvie for years. I mean, he had...
Stop breaking the law, asshole!
he had an incredible string of violence while he was in the system, and yet people were still saying, oh, he's the most wonderful kid. And then when he went to court, of course, he was wearing that crazy white suit with the pink hat and, you know,
yes,
and the fur coat. And people were like, we don't know why he's wearing that. And he was I want to be a rapper. And it just didn't sound as good as everybody made it sound. And then, of course, he gets out. He gets busted for, I don't know, 10 million hits of ecstasy or something. And he gets thrown back in jail. And he's been in jail pretty much most of the time until 2017 when he was let out and he had a little parole. And that's that just ended. And what does he do? He offers to mow some woman's lawn.
He's trying to make a living. He's a businessman now.
And she turns around and his penis is out.
Whoops.
Yeah, she turned that down. So he's like, about a cup of coffee then? And she's like, no, get out of here. Aren't you Nathaniel Abraham?
In light of his record, I think when he starts pulling his dick out for complete strangers, I think that's a pretty major cause for concern.
But he hasn't shown...
overreacting?
He hasn't showed it to a woman in years, Drew. He's just dying to show it.
He's been out for a year.
Oh, he just... Now this was the right time.
Well,
maybe he misread the situation.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
I'm not the fan of Nathaniel Abraham and some of these other people are who think he's so wonderful. By the way, all those people that said he was so wonderful when he... Because a lot of people did not want him out. I mean, he murdered somebody when he was 11. He's the youngest murderer in Michigan history.
Yeah. He was the youngest murderer for a while in the United States, in U.S. history.
And
is he still?
Oh, good for you.
No, I think he's been topped.
I think, yeah.
And unfortunately,
congratulations to that person.
Due to chronology, he'll be unable to re-attain that record.
But, I don't want to see your wiener.
But anyway, I don't know when Nathaniel Abraham, the littlest murderer, when he starts whipping his dick out for ladies, strangers
who don't want to see it.
I think that's a pretty bad sign.
Yeah, no, I that might be telegraphing something more sinister.
Guy with a violent history. I mean, this guy has.
You think?
I'm just surprised
nice limb,
he's out
Mitch.
There. I'm just shocked that, you know, he just bails right out.
What, today?
Yeah.
Well, they're obviously going to take him. Well,
oh, he's going to be charged, I'm just saying. Okay, he's murdering people at 11.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the problem with that was how he was sentenced, really, and letting him out.
Oh, right, yeah.
Right. No, I understand. And his drug charge and his assault charge, the probation is up. So it's like he's starting brand new, fresh. But
we
all know
his debt to society. But that doesn't
we all
mean,
know he's a murderer, exactly. And he's still beating people up, and he's, you know, he's up to no good generally all the time. But. You know, it's just like any of us committed our first crime.
Yeah, which is kind of silly.
It's kind of crazy, I think.
He is the master of the sad guy look, though. And in all of his pictures, he looks like, what?
No, well, I
got you say I did?
I got the caption.
Where are all the people who were so sure that he was going to do so wonderfully? I remember all the people vouching for him.
Yeah.
Let's call him.
Where are they all? I can barely remember, except that...
Feiger was his lawyer.
Well, in the original case, yeah. I don't know if he was still with them. Mm. But I was going to mention Drew's phone number for Prudential Alarm if you want to get an alarm system. He's got another great $99 deal. 800-252-0368. Or visit PrudentialAlarms.com. Ask for Drew. And mention the podcast. 800-252-0368. Or wait. How come Drew's phone number's not in here anymore?
I don't know. I didn't delete it. Was it on there before?
Drew must have deleted himself.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of cool.
maybe he's
getting a lot of midnight texts.
Maybe it wasn't approved.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, Prudential brings you the Facebook video. And with that, I guess I should mention overwhelming demand and incredibly limited time. Zot Ford is conducting their amazing Key for Key event. Now through Friday, August 10th, because Maz doesn't work Saturdays, but he hasn't been to any of these days yet during Key for Key. Has he really? Hasn't he been on vacation the whole time?
Yeah, he's been on vacation all week, yeah.
He's taking Key for Key off. You can still exchange your current vehicle. You don't need Maz to do this for a brand new 18 Ford without spending a dime out of your pocket. Their goal is to match or lower your monthly payment. Zot Ford will assist you in terminating the remainder of your loan or lease, no matter what you owe. This event features a straight key for key exchange. Give them the keys to your vehicle. They'll give you the keys to a brand new Ford. Plus, they'll make your first month's payment. So even if your previous payment, even if you've got a ways to go, you still can get 1 month off out of this if they can pull you up. No hassles, no gimmicks, no pressure. Only from our friends at dealsinthed.com. And if you're a grower or a caregiver, with most hydro stores across the state scaling back or closing altogether, one store is growing and expanding, GrowGreenMI. That's because they buy in bulk and they pass the savings on to you, the grower. If you're a large-scale commercial grower or a hobbyist, the staff at GrowGreen will give you the knowledge and products to make your grow room produce bigger, tastier, and more plentiful crops. 75,000 square feet of space, GrowGreen has what you need at the best prices in the state, period. Insane deals like bags of Ocean Forest for $10, gallon of Bud Candy for $70, and the world-famous 1,000-watt Hortalux bulbs for only $65.
Period.
They also clean, service, rent, and sell trimmers from all the top brands like Twister, Terminator, Green Bros. Quit trimming by hand, save time, save money, and keep your spot on the down low. Shop online at growgreenmi.com, where your order will ship for free in a matter of hours in a totally discreet package. Green Grow MI, the world's largest hydro store on M36 in Whitmore Lake. So, then there is also our friend Drew and Prudential Alarm. For the month of August, Prudential Alarm is offering a free camera with any home alarm. That's right, for only $99. Installed, you get a home alarm, three door contacts, one motion, LTE radio, keypad, key fob, and a free camera. You can arm, disarm, and look in and check on your home or business all from the same app. To schedule your free security analysis, visit PrudentialArms.com or call 800-252-0368. Ask for Drew. Tell him the podcast sent you, as you have been doing faithfully. Thank you very much.
I'll say it right to the camera. Stop it.
And I will say some of these people have come from situations where they have security, but they don't like the plan they're on for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And Drew's been able to convert them and save them a few bucks or get them more better service or more cameras or whatever it is that you want. Call Prudential Alarm today for any residential or commercial security need you have. If you can think it, they can protect you from it. Prudential offers alarms, cameras, locksmithing, access control, even security officers. Call Prudential Alarms today, 800-252-0368, for literally any security need you have. And we're back in the DealsInTheD.com studios, even though we never left. Boy, there was big goings on television last night between Megyn Kelly with Katherine Oxenberg. By the way, I thought Katherine Oxenberg looks great.
This is Kelly.
She looks all right.
I thought she looked really good. I mean, she's 57.
I was a little bummed to find out they did a reality show.
Yeah, I didn't even know about that.
Marrying a princess? No one knew about it.
Yeah, that was pretty stupid.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Katherine Oxenberg and that daughter were on a reality show. The family was.
The worst half hour of television ever.
They mentioned it last night, and Brandon's favorite actor, Casper Van Diem, was also on that show.
Oh, yeah. Who actually saw through the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that was kind of interesting, too, because there wasn't too much new about Nexium and Keith Raniere in general, except so Oxenberg got her daughter into it first.
And how sad.
I know. It was kind of a bummer.
And she realized pretty quickly that this is a disaster.
Well, the first time Casper met
Keith.
What's his name? Vanguard. He went, that guy's fucking those chicks. Like, well, right away.
She saw him kissing all the different women, and she said they were lingering kisses. And it was like, what is going on here? She knew what was going on.
Look, if we're going to have sex, that's all it is. Period.
But Casper actually could.
He knew right away.
Yeah. Johnny Rico knows better.
Did you queue up to the lawyer? Because I thought that was.
Yeah, I got to go.
I thought
back.
Katherine Oxenberg was certainly interesting, although she acted like her daughter's a hero because she's finally. She was going to be someone who was recruiting, you know, chicks into this thing.
Nice.
Recruiting sex slaves, basically. Mm-hmm. And that's when Katherine Oxenberg said, you know, I realized not only was she ruining her own life, she was going to ruin other lives. And I think she, of course, felt like, oh, shit, I ruined my daughter's life by getting her involved in this.
Right.
And how does this guy suck these women in? I don't get that.
Authenticity.
Well, that word seems to do something to somebody. I That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen when he's talking to Allison Mack, and she's saying, I feel like I'm going to cry. And all he's saying is, he's talking about being authentic. And she's like, I'm going to cry.
Was ecstasy involved? I mean, could he have drugged them? Because, you know, when you've...
I don't
doesn't
think
ecstasy
drugs
make
would,
you like would, everything?
Would really? Drugs make girls all sleep with an ass like that, knowing that
depends
he's sleeping with
drug.
All of them and give away their money? He gets them to give away their money, too. What the hell is that?
They think that there's some sort of evolved living situation happening. And it's just some dude who's bagging as many chicks as he can.
He's a big fucking liar. Yeah. By the way, Megyn Kelly, this is weird. Serious issue, shallow thought.
Yeah.
I used to think she was kind of hot. I can't hardly stand to look at her face now. I don't know why.
She's all right.
Did something happen to her face? Did she get hit by a bus or something?
Let's see.
The reality is
she's bleeding out of her wherever.
And arrested. Are you doing
I thought she was pretty
that?
Back then, two
I
years
think
ago.
Because
her hair looks terrible.
Blood coming out of her wherever.
Does Catherine Oxenberg look good?
But yeah. Would you rather see her in jail than continue going on as she is? That is a horrible question to ask a mother. Oh, my God. Forgive
me.
I don't even have an answer for you. Like, I think about if I say
oh,
yes.
Yeah, great body,
no,
too.
The idea of having my child in jail is just horrendous. And yet, in a way, she's already in it. She is in a mental jail. Ranieri is now in an
Ooh,
actual
those blue
jail.
Eyes, man.
But his attorney agreed
yeah, blue
to talk.
Shirt and those things really
the
pop.
The government alleges that he's a sex trafficker. Why is that wrong?
Because it's not true. It's not true on every conceivable level.
What do they have to prove that they can't prove?
They have to prove commercial sex, which doesn't exist.
Sex for money?
Sex for money. They don't have it.
And they got Mark Agnifilo will fight the charges aggressively.
Did Keith Raniere know anything about DOS?
He knew about DOS, yes.
He did?
Yeah,
did he
absolutely.
Know about the branding?
I think he knew about every part
Great
of
lawyer.
It.
Did he enjoy that?
I don't think he enjoyed it. I think that it was something that the women wanted to do and
oh,
that he
sure.
thought was not inappropriate if that's what they
Come
wanted
on.
To do.
He loved it.
I don't think he loved it. Here's the thing. We all want
initials.
To be part of something.
What kind of comment is that,
Megyn
Kelly?
Women wanted to be part of DOS.
Ranieri's attorney says the women who were part of DOS were never forced to do anything.
You're making the argument this was with consent.
100%.
It's not consent if they didn't know they were getting branded with his initials, if they thought it was something else.
They knew they were getting branded. They all knew they're getting branded. Anyone who says they didn't know was getting branded will prove him to have been a liar in court.
But just the notion of getting branded. That's it. The audience is with me. Cult. That's it. Who gets branded? So
talk to all the football players who have a branding on their arm.
Pause
are they
for
on cults? You know what the difference
who,
is?
Who are all the football players that are branded?
A lot of fraternities, black fraternities will get branded on their arms.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Not just tattoos?
Wait, but that's a fraternity. That's actually a pressure situation, too. That's probably bullshit.
Well,
that's pretty stupid.
You're buying that guy's point, then.
Ugh.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, that the football players are being pressured like the women are.
Oh, I never knew about this.
Yeah.
What?
This branding from these dudes in these frats. This is disgusting.
That's ridiculous.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Was Kwame not branded?
I don't know.
Didn't he have a brand from his fraternity?
But fraternities, you have to do stuff to be in a fraternity. So
brand yourself and toot your own horn.
I mean, isn't there... Those aren't people choosing to be branded, are they?
I don't know if you're in that frat and you don't want to be branded if they're like, nope, you're out of the frat.
You have to complete a certain amount of challenges. And
I would imagine if it's a fraternity, there's probably pressure.
Sure.
I would guess that the pledges have to do it or...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see why is pointing out that that guys or that people in fraternities are football players? What football players are branding? Is that a football thing, too?
Well, let me ask you this. Is this an African-American thing? And the reason I ask is because of maybe it stands out more than a tattoo, kind of like a tattoo stands out more on a white dude. Because all the examples here that I'm seeing, most of them happen to be African-American. You see?
I think it has to do with their fraternity. Ow.
Is that common? I mean, I don't care who's doing it. I think it's crazy. Branding yourself? That's fucked up.
Yeah, that's.
I don't know how an attorney can possibly defend it. And by the way, we did not hear that the women all did it voluntarily. I thought it was a sort of a ceremony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was done in the dark, too.
Yeah, they went in and they all, didn't they, during previous interviews?
There were girls
like they
holding
were
holding girls down, and they were in horrible pain.
But he says they didn't know it was getting branded. Well, proven to have been a liar in court.
But just the notion of getting branded. That's branded. It. The audience is with me. Branded. Cult. That's it. Who gets branded?
Talk to all the football players who have a branding on their arm. Are they all in cults? You know what the difference is? They're men.
Did they
They're
sit around men. Naked and having to give collateral, personally damaging information before they could be admitted to the secret society where brand yourself?
I'm not sure how the men were branded. And you know why? Because we've never bothered to ask, because they're men.
Oh, are you trying to make this about...
100% I am. Am I trying to?
This,
it is.
So this is female empowerment.
100%. It's all real.
Bullshit.
Women have a secret society. Women brand themselves, and they're poor little deers and their
women
victims.
Do not
when
brand
men do it,
themselves.
They're Marines.
You know why? Because
Marines.
The women have come forward saying, this was not consensual. I was blackmailed.
Three
I was
women
threatened.
Out of 150. Three women out of 150.
Agnifilo insists Ranieri did nothing wrong and that NXIVM was not a cult.
I love this part.
And as for that video recorded by NXIVM defector Susan Dones,
I have seen him on tape saying he's had people killed.
Tony Dones'
He doesn't
sister.
Mean that he hasn't killed anybody. He's never hurt anybody. He's never hit anybody. He's never struck anybody.
Indeed. Just because Keith Ranieri says something doesn't make it true.
So he claimed he graduated from high school and started RPI at age 16. That's not true.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know when he started RPI.
He claimed he could make full sentences by the age of one.
If exaggerating about one's resume is a crime, I think we're all in trouble.
No,
Great
I'm not.
Lawyer.
I'm probably not either.
He has a long history of lying about himself and his achievements, including his time at RPI, where he was a 2.2 GPA and not a triple major who set records at the school.
Whoa. I'll take that exaggeration. That's fine. I that doesn't worry me in the least.
Attorneys for Allison Mack and Nancy Salzman declined our request for comment. Claire Bronfman's attorney issued a statement saying she did nothing wrong and was charged just because the government disagrees with some beliefs taught by NXIVM and held by Claire. As for Catherine, after months of virtually no contact with India, a small glimmer of hope on the day of our interview in June.
I haven't seen her, but I'm supposed to see her in a few hours today.
What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know.
Was it her request?
No, it was mine.
But she agreed?
Yes, she agreed.
Then we met again 10 days ago.
So the last time we were together,
you know it's a different time because now she has glasses on.
For the first time. How'd it go?
It went really well. It went as well as I could hope. At one point, she goes, Mom, could you just please stop manipulating everything behind the scenes? Could you just go do something else? Maybe have fun, go get a life. And I looked at her and I went, I'm really trying.
So let me ask you, without Shockingly asking white you teeth. To reveal specifics about your conversation with India, is India safe now?
India?
Yes, I know in my heart of hearts that she's going to be fine.
Yeah,
you
whatever.
Do better than fine, yes, and the wiser for it all.
Hear more from that lawyer.
In recent days, mother and daughter have reunited, and Catherine says India is now spending time with her family. India declined our requests for an on-camera interview.
Yeah, because she's still.
I understand you have a statement from her.
Yes, very, very carefully crafted by her. Okay, so this is what she says in her own words: "I am moving on with my life.
Blah blah blah.
It's a complex
blah.
Situation. I understand my mom's struggle." And the people involved. I care for all of them very deeply.
Okay.
Right now, I would like privacy.
Who gives a fuck?
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. So there was this, and then the Bachelor finale, which is always, I think a lot of people get a good laugh out of this, because, you know, it's come down to two people, and this has to be, I don't know, is the world getting softer?
Oh, yeah.
That guy
Just
is.
That show. Well, it came down to Blake and Garrett, and if Garrett doesn't beat Blake every time in a competition, I mean, doesn't Garrett sound like Blake? I'm sorry to any Blakes out there, but...
Blake is a little...
That seems, honest, sounds, it sounds soft, but yeah. The guy was
Balaka.
So soft, it's probably not fair
Where
to
Where is Balaka at? No Balaka here today.
Oh, my God. Did you cue to 209:30?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, this is after this guy's been rejected. Okay, first of all, he was bawling his eyes out.
I have never seen anything like this.
He needed a towel. He was crying so much.
Well.
Then he'd given her a scrapbook and he kept a journal. And we know these guys go on like, what, four dates?
Yeah.
Is that broken up after four dates with this girl?
I don't
know. Because
it's
The Bachelor, but I'm telling you, you're not going to.
Wait, did you go watch more of it upstairs after you had us cue it?
I think
No, I was watching
the
Teen Mom debacle.
Okay. Let's cue back up. 209?
209:30. Right. They're kind of going over his his soft future.
This is the dude that was pouring sweat so much that you didn't know if it was sweat or tears at first. But then he added the tears, which combined with the sweat, and he was a complete wet mess.
Yeah, there was a lot of flop sweat. He was so sure he was going to win that she was in love with him, and he told her how much he loved her. All they talk about, by the way, is the relationship. They never do anything but talk about their journey, their future.
Oh, that'll last.
Their energy.
He's got a flat top, too.
Yeah, energy.
That's kind of cool.
It was uncanny. There were times where we would finish each other's sentences. I remember that. Yeah.
Blake, for you, what will help you move on?
You know, I don't necessarily there's anything that you could say that would help me move on. I really don't.
She said he's a pussy.
You know, if
listen to this.
If people think that this is going to keep me down, they didn't watch the season too closely. Because I've learned and I've grown from a lot in my life, and this will be no different. And I'll learn and grow from this. And, you know, I'm not going to be scared now of falling in love again. You know, my person's still out there. And
what's wrong?
I'm never going to apologize for how hard I love. And we'll find that.
Pause for a second.
In an odd way, does it help?
He just said he's not going to apologize for how hard he loves.
Oh, my God.
I saw this guy cry one time.
Is this...
Trudy, have you ever seen such softness in
your
life?
No, that is so incredibly soft.
He loves hard, man.
He's like that.
The worst part, truly, is he's that, like... I mean, it's real friends here, and I'm not sure if I'm ever going to see him again.
Does he go on to sob how, I've got to go through this alone? I mean, that part was just...
I think once you get to the very end here, what these dudes
fragile and broken he is.
They know they have an opportunity to be on the next season as the main dude and get to nail all the chicks and stuff like that. So they put on the waterworks. They make sure that they look sympathetic. That
man, this guy was softer than soft. I mean, this guy was so... He said he watched the whole season after he lost looking for answers.
That's a good use of time.
Can you believe that?
And then he realized he was watching The Bachelor and that's what happens.
And he kept asking her questions. I mean, he's like... I figure, you know, if something breaks up, isn't the best thing to just move on?
I don't think
that's the answer.
What's the point of talking about it? Especially the guy. It's like he...
Man, I wouldn't want to watch a whole season if you got dumped at the end and you were crying like a pussy.
I know, and she's making out with other dudes the whole year. He's asking all these questions like, was there something in her future that worried you?
Yeah, this right here. You crying. Like, you asking all these questions.
Yeah.
It was just...
She said?
You're just mopey.
And this will be no different. And I'll learn and grow from this. And, you know, I'm not going to be scared now of falling in love again. You know, my person's still out there, and I'm never going to apologize for how hard I love. And
in an odd way, does it help to know?
I love so hard.
Would it help to know that she's happy?
Steve-o.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can see it. I can see it in her face that she is happy. And I'm so grateful for that.
Like
the reason we all watched, the reason everybody's here tonight was for you to find that happiness.
I would have the same for you. Everyone deserves that.
Well, and I can tell you, because we've been following it, you
as
have broken the internet.
As far as the Bachelorette standards go, she's ugly.
The outpouring of love
I agree.
And support for okay. you tonight has been Good. Amazing, and I know that won't stop tonight. It will continue. And I know you have a great support group, your mom and your sister Tori over
I love
here.
That.
They're God, he's ugly,
over
too.
The side there.
Ew.
How much have they been there for you the last couple
I think it's his mom that had the affair with the basketball coach.
Yeah, it's been overwhelming.
It is. Really?
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah, his basketball coach is nailing his mom.
Oh, no wonder he's...
right.
And he told her he's copped to that on the show, and it's like, oh, so the whole nation, when you go for the hometown visit, knows that mom was getting banged by the basketball coach.
That is kind of weird how that
she's
all
with dad.
Went full circle, how he
one
talks...
6'11".
About his coach or a teacher nailing his mom, and it was hard, and this was at the school, but then he takes her to the school where said affair happened, and then he breaks it to her.
She
that,
got wet.
Then he breaks it to her that there was a school shooting when he was in high school
what?
There, and a,
per- oh, I know.
And a girl died.
No wonder he's such a mess.
The softness, it just... It's like exponential with this guy.
And then Twitter was very angry because the guy that did win liked like an anti-David Hogg post on
what
Instagram.
What a mess.
Oh,
and so, oh God! How
oh,
could they
please!
Pick?
Really?
They pick? He's pro school shootings.
You can't like no that Garrett maybe is, maybe he's pro gun, maybe he's pro Second Amendment.
And he had an apology. He went on an apology tour last night about that.
Also, did you see they put a sticker on the car when they drove off for human rights or something? Some human rights sticker was on the back of the, yeah.
They were gifted
joking.
A van.
Oh,
a
I'm anti human rights. What does that mean?
I have no idea.
He gave a great apology on Inside Edition. I thought it was very thought out, very heartfelt. He certainly meant his apology about the
Are people in their 20s, are they like this? They talk about relationships all the time? Is this, yeah. Is this a thing, Brandon? Do you and your friends do this?
No. Why are you asking me?
Because you're younger.
We should call Kennedy.
I mean, people 10 years younger than you, are they this soft?
My buddies, if I had a bad breakup, they got me fucked up. And they got me drunk. And then they said, go talk to that girl over there at the bar, even though you're in no shape to talk to any woman. And then I'd go over there, get shot down because I was a sloppy mess. And then they would make fun of me. And that's kind of how they helped me over.
That's tough love. Yeah. I think that's good tough love.
They pretty much just showed you that we're just going to have a good time together. Check, you know, bros before hoes. Yeah.
You want to hear his apology?
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
I think it really came from the heart.
Why not just put a little soft cherry on top of this? This soft Sunday.
Offensive Instagram posts, including one that mocked the Parkland High School shooting victims. Garrett, do you regret liking those Instagram posts?
I mean, there's no beating around the bush. I made mistakes, and I
and these are the same David Hogg ones that you're seeing right now.
That's the last thing I ever wanted to do was hurt anybody's feelings, and it made me feel terrible.
No, it didn't. Was filled with bachelorette what a liar. Drama. Cares anyway.
Wait, watch this.
Only to get rejected
he's
and
bawling.
Walk away
walking
in tears.
Away with her, he's bawling. She's not
was
even
that
crying.
Difficult to watch. Yeah, it was. No, it wasn't. And that was my biggest fear was hurting some of the guys.
Does she look like Sydney Leathers
hurt.
A little bit?
And, you know, yes, in this journey, it's inevitable.
Yeah.
You know, you can only
she's
end
into
up
accordion
one
sex.
Person, and so you have to break hearts along the way.
She has a giant
tree tattoo.
Yeah.
Sydney Leathers.
Was the tweet he liked? You said it was anti David Hogg. They said it was making fun of the Parkland students. Yeah.
David Hogg was a Parkland student.
Making fun of the Parkland shooting.
Anti
David Hogg. That's two different things. David Hogg might be talking about tariffs. I'm serious. There's a lot of tweets that you might not like of David Hogg's.
One photo was a meme posted by a conservative clothing line, America Supply Company, suggesting a thin woman wearing a Make American Great Again bathing suit was better than a curvier woman in all black.
Okay.
It's one of them that he liked. He also liked a meme of two boys shooting guns with the caption, "What boys did in my day," next to a photo of boys wearing makeup with the caption, "What boys are doing today."
Get it?
One post includes mocking immigration. A student activist who survived the Parkland shooting, which would be
David
Hogg.
Get it?
And a lot of these, it's not like... you look at Facebook right now, the whole thing is memes. Twitter, the whole thing
is
memes.
Dumb.
He wasn't posting these things. He just saw it. And he clicked that heart button, you know? Oh, I like that. That made me chuckle. That's what's happening right now. The MLB players are getting hit by it. These directors are getting hit by it. Your social media is getting in trouble.
Meanwhile, Les Moonves is holding chicks down, trying to bang them, and taking jobs away from them, and nobody cares.
Yeah, well, he wasn't on television.
He's powerful.
He wasn't trying to marry
owns
Becca.
Owns the television.
Maybe if
you're right. He was trying to marry
her. Hey, Leslie, shut your fucking mouth.
Maybe if he's on The Bachelor, it'd be different.
Or if he pinned Becca down and tried to make out with her and then took
TV.
A show away.
Well, maybe he's putting together a really great fall season for CBS, though. So we'll be.
I think that might have more to do with it.
Men are definitely softer today because, you know, in our day, the question was why aren't they more sensitive?
All right. This is how it works with guys. Anytime you do anything remotely sensitive, heartwarming, anything that's going to make you more of a loving, caring individual, immediately all your guy friends suggest that maybe, just maybe, you want to suck a dick. Oh, it's brutal. Even if you do something smart, right? Like it's raining out, he's got an umbrella. What a fag! Oh, my God. shoulders up, you fucking homo. Jesus Christ, would you pull that thing out of your ass? That's brutal. It doesn't even have to make sense. You carved a pumpkin? What do you do next? Carve some guy's ass with your cock? What a thing! What, are you gonna blow a scarecrow? Dude, get away from me with your gay little pumpkin! Oh, it's brutal. Dude, what are you, a fag? Is the reason why guys drop at 55 out of fucking nowhere. It's literally from 5 decades of just suppressing the urge to, like, hug a puppy, admit a baby's cute, say you want a cookie. You just gotta keep pushing it down, like, fuck that, I'm not sucking dick! I'm not sucking dick! Right?
Yeah. Some bullshit.
How old is that, by the way?
So great.
I don't know.
Oh, it's timeless.
It's not that old. 6 years.
That's bullshit.
I wonder if he'd do that rap today.
Thanks, Bill Burr?
Yeah.
Bill Burr
still does some pretty edgy
shit.
Yeah,
he would.
I agree, but he's one of the few. I hear stuff, and I think some things sound old to me, and I look them up, and they usually are old when I think they're old.
Yeah. Well, then maybe you guys need to learn that you shouldn't make fun of me for my umbrella.
Did you use it today? I mean, it's sunny out.
No, I didn't use it today because the weather didn't warrant use.
Well, I don't want you to get sunburned.
But you had it at the ready.
Well, it's always in the truck.
Yeah, of course.
I got my ass handed to me on social media yesterday.
Exactly.
Dicks.
I don't know.
Except, of course, someone...
Asking for one for Christmas.
Oh, but I got topped.
Put it over the top.
Of course, someone has to tweet, in the car and at my desk at work.
Yeah, somebody had two.
Tom Masway.
Well...
Yes, go in and out a surprised. Lot.
It's funny, I was talking to Gabara today, and I mentioned that to him. He goes, well, he needs one here for work. I said, that's fine, but in the car as well? For his own personal use? That's a little odd. And then Steve told me a story where he was with somebody who wanted, he had a golf umbrella. And they're like, don't you have an umbrella? He goes, no. I go, well, what about that golf one? He goes, it's like 4 parking spaces to the door. Just go in. That's kind of how I feel about it.
I have a little mini one for my golf bag, too. But that was given to me. Wait, during.
How many umbrellas do you own?
How long do you stay on the course when it's raining?
That's for the sun.
Like golfing when it's raining that much.
Well, the one outing
I'd rather
I went
stop
on.
Playing than have an umbrella.
Does that one have the cool feature like your other umbrella where you press a button and it opens?
You saw what I meant. My umbrella's badass.
They all do that.
Not like that.
What umbrella do you have
Mine's
to assemble
like Batman,
to use?
Dude. It's like you hit one button and it's like...
That's every umbrella.
No, because some umbrellas you got to push up and... Come on. You know your umbrellas.
It's pretty cool. You push that button and get it all... wraps up together and you can get in your ass, right?
What do you think?
You store it in your ass.
The poll results, 80% said they do not have an umbrella at the ready.
Yeah.
Like Brandon.
Some people are liars.
No, they just don't. Nobody
has. I don't know
anybody that has an umbrella on them that's not a woman.
I'm going to start asking people when I see them if they have their umbrella ready.
But only 68% think that you're soft because of it.
That's fine. I don't mind.
Sounds like it.
I'm happy I have it.
Oh, I know. As we left, Brandon and I left at the same time, and it was pouring.
Yeah.
He's got his umbrella.
And I was dry as shit.
Yeah, and I was wet, and I didn't care. And I didn't have to worry about a wet umbrella when I got in the car either.
I'm surprised Brandon wasn't upset because of how wet you were, even though you weren't.
Mark even asked to get underneath my
umbrella. Yeah, right. You know me better than that. I'm too prideful.
Well, people come from all over Michigan to see Dr. Yalda to receive 2 great lifestyle boosts. One, to be done with glasses, contacts, and reading glasses. And 2, to actually see better without them than they ever did with them. They also come from as far as Traverse City because custom LASIK and multifocal lens implants cost less at the Yalda Eye Center than in many smaller markets. And they come because Dr. Yalda is the most experienced at his specialty, having done over 30,000 LASIK procedures, more than anyone in the state, and over 10,000 multifocal lens implants. The amazing Rolls-Royce surgery for people 50+. Eli got the implants last November and can see everything and brags about it regularly, even in the copy. From the tiny print to distant objects with stunning clarity. My sister's next. We were talking about figuring how to get her in there. And she'll
come on, Patty.
She'll come in from Chicago to get them. Call the leader, Dr. Yaldo, as many Drew and Mike listeners have, and get the best vision of your life and toss those glasses and contacts in the trash where they belong. Evaluation is free along with the Drew and Mike discount. It's 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or sign up at YaldoEyeCenter.com. And Dr. Roche, of course, boobs, boobs, always boobs. and Diva. And women are loving Diva. It's improving their sex lives. It's having other benefits that are maybe a little more embarrassing to talk about, but it's
reason for women, for another reason for women to get together.
Absolutely.
Talk about it.
No, they love talking about it. People have had Diva. Well, we interviewed the one girl that had it just came out. She couldn't have been happier. And my God, she was putting out for her husband like crazy.
Yeah.
I think she was almost too much for him. She was so excited.
Too much for him.
And of course, it's not something that takes a long time to recover from. The vast majority of women return to work or normal activities, including bathing, showering, or whatever, immediately after treatment. And of course, I think sex 48 hours, they say, but once those 48 hours are up,
yeah,
heads up.
Well, you got to use something else for those 48 hours.
The Diva laser uses hybrid technology, two lasers to create controlled zones of coagulation at chosen depths into the vaginal tissue that stimulates neocollagenesis, new collagen, and fractionally vaporizes microlaser channels in the vaginal canal, which all in all amounts to, I think the word they use is tighter. Anyway, call about Diva if you're interested. 248-338-1110, 248-338-1110, or go to DRROCHE. Look at all them pictures of them new boobs and that great laser work they do on people's faces and the fillers and the Botox and the body tight. Dr. Roche, another one of our fine sponsors.
Let's go sniff out some beef.
So should we, to complete the hat trick on TV, Teen Mom had a huge fight. I mean, a virtual brawl. What happened was behind the scenes, fat ass Kaylin.
Oh, she's so gross.
She is, you know, she's a big bitch too.
Yeah.
Anytime,
even more gross.
Anyone that disagrees with her just gets a face full from her.
Ugh.
And when she's called out for fucking up, which she fucks up all the time, she goes ape shit on people.
Ugh.
Even on the show, she's walked off the set on the reunion show.
Is she
two or three
on
times.
Her phone during the show?
Looks like she is.
And so is Chelsea.
Brianna's about to be introduced, and she comes out like a Springer guest, right?
Because
she and Kaylin were trying to go at it.
Man, Joe's packed on the pounds too.
Oh, yeah, he's huge.
Barbara.
He's never had a job, by the way. He just takes his teen mom.
What are you talking about? He's a rapper.
Who is that girl, by the way, that Joe's talking to?
Oh, that's Brianna's mom.
She's gonna
take a slug at Kaylin, I believe, when they're separating the two of them. They were trying to fight.
Was she also
before
a
the
teen
show.
Mom?
No, she's a mom of a teen mom.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Was she a teen mom
young.
As well?
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't
it
be
runs
surprised.
In the family.
She's a grandma.
Yeah. Okay. She's a grandma. Thank you.
This is fun. This is the fun show, everybody.
Look at Dr. Drew. I know.
He's
got like three people putting makeup on him, combing his hair.
Uh-oh. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here is Brianna.
Oh, that he was talking. What the bitch?
What?
Now you're not going to do it in front of cameras?
I'll bite you.
No,
I'll fight you.
You was, bitch.
By the way, her mom came leaping over the chairs.
What the man? Now you don't want to.
What is she mad about?
She's mad at Kaylin because Kaylin talks trash about her all the time. She said one thing about Kaylin on the show last week, and Kaylin went ape shit about her talking shit.
What slobs. You know, I feel bad for the button on the front of Kaylin's pants. You see how pressured that was?
Oh, but by the
gut
way,
hanging out.
By the way, she was backstage. I think it might be after this, and she just starts undoing her pants, and she goes, "I'm getting changed."
Like
she's telling people she's practically nude, and she's just
like,
warning people,
I'm about to be nude. And they're
gross.
Yeah, I can tell.
Gross.
No, you don't. This
is TV.
Watch Kaylin get smacked from behind.
Stupid bitch.
I'm trying to get you.
No, you're
not going to get past security.
Yeah, six security guards
now
between
you
them.
Don't wanna do nothing. Now you're
I'm
not
trying
loud.
To get to you.
Now you're not loud.
I'm trying to get to you.
Watch this. Mom comes behind. Wham! Kaylin's down.
Hey, who's Brittany? Who's yelling? Oh, the security guard just tackled that chick.
They had no choice.
I saw her panties.
Skirt up, too.
Yeah, hot.
Let me go! Let me go! I'm fighting.
I just saw your panties, honey.
What, bitch?
Let me go!
But it was just me and her.
I think the dress is tight enough, by the way.
She got big tubes.
Yeah, great tubes.
Oh, I see. That's the one girl's second baby daddy's new baby mama.
What?
Oh, Kaylin's second baby daddy's new.
Oh, Javi?
Yeah, yeah, Javi's nailing Brianna now. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, and she already dumped him.
She already had a kid with another one.
Come get me. You don't live there. You're all tough. No fight. Shut up, you stupid hoe. That's all you can say. That's all you can say. You told me shit.
This is on TV. Ooh, they're in the TRL studios now.
Yeah, she's trashing furniture.
Not in the TRL studio.
The head of security, his name is Bone.
Why do they have to
to clean up after?
Boom it up right
she's
now.
She's trashed the room.
Well, because TRL's got to film.
That's preposterous. Wait a minute. It's supposed to be backstage, but it's
spilled
somehow
into another studio.
It's somehow part of the show.
Yeah, of course.
I love that there's a studio audience that's just sitting there watching this like it's normal.
That's the second brawl they've had on the reunion show.
Yeah. Yeah, there was another one later on after somebody said this.
I bet you're banging your roommate that was in the shower.
Remember when Farrah's dad got leveled by
Michael.
By Matt, the guy that was banging Leah, the fat ass, Gary's fat ass?
Yes. Why? I'm glad that's in my brain. As soon as the stage fight started, Chelsea immediately left and went back to her hotel. Production agreed to film her reunion segment at a later date. Oh, yeah, because nobody wanted to see Chelsea. Oh, she's the most normal one.
Yeah.
I always thought she was kind of cute.
She is kind of cute.
Bad choice in men,
he
though.
He kept up with Adam.
Terrible.
Oh, my God, what a loser.
Ugh. Wait, that line was dumbass, you fought and you can't fight in your choclons? What are choclons?
Shoes, right?
Oh, yeah. Brandon, I should ask Brandon. Brandon, what kind of, those are, that's a Brandon shoe?
Well, the girl's either what?
Well, Brandon knows and Trudy doesn't?
It's either her shirt or her shoes because that's the only two things that she's wearing.
Could be your panties.
Okay. Why are you fighting
maybe
in your
panties? Maybe it's a medication she's on.
There's an actual article about this called Behind the Screams, so.
About the battle?
The whole thing has to be analyzed and reanalyzed to figure out what it is that caused the brawl.
Can you give us an update, please?
That somebody Instagrammed an insult to somebody else, and that's what started it. And then they got to New York, and they knew there was going to be drama. And it all started when Brianna made a horrible comment on Caitlyn's Instagram. So
well, that's worth said? Fighting in front of a studio audience.
That's what triggered all of that.
Nobody can walk away from anything ever.
She can't even punch right, bitch. She a pussy.
Who's that?
Yeah, why
shit?
Can't we throw Lil Tay in there? Where's Lil Tay?
Lil Tay's got a new show coming out.
A show?
Yep. I don't know if you remember, but her entire social media got wiped.
Yeah.
And now she's got a new show. It's called Life with Lil Tay.
Aww. What channel?
I'm not sure yet.
Instagram.
But somebody decided to pay her a bunch of money.
Lil Tay addresses using the N-word in a new docuseries you have to see. Plus,
right-o.
Tay's management gives an update on when she'll be back on Instagram.
No one cares.
Yeah.
Oh, I think the show will bomb.
Be back on Instagram. Are people really waiting for that shit?
Some people will watch this.
Well, I'll watch it, but not waiting for it.
I don't think it's going to have a lot of staying power. Mm. For one thing, she's not going to be 9 forever. Or 11? How old is she? Is she 9?
She was 9. She's probably 10 by now, right?
When I was 6 years old, probably. I lived in Atlanta, and I was broke as hell.
And you still are.
I'm only 9 years old. I ain't got no license, but I still drive this sports car, bitch.
Yeah, her car's...
Everything here would be designer. Gucci, Louis, Versace.
Her house is worth... her car's worth more than your house, Trudy.
This bed costs more than me. This shit costs more than
I'm happy for her.
My toilet costs more than your rent. Everything in my bathroom costs more than your rent.
Go back to beating up your mom on Dr. Phil.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Matthew Perry has a hole in his stomach.
Yeah.
Friend has apparently had to go in for surgery.
I was trying to figure out what drug combination put that hole all the way because it's through his colon too, didn't
love
they say?
Painkillers.
Gastrointestinal perforation that between the throat and the rectum.
Ew.
Gross.
It's really a hole that forms anywhere between the throat and the rectum. So it could be in the stomach or the bowel.
It's probably in the intestines. It's probably an intestinal perforation, which probably caused an abscess.
Well, could that be the acetaminophen and Vicodin? Because he was a big Vicodin guy.
Anything,
he could have Crohn's.
It could be.
I don't think it's.
Crone,
well,
Crone.
He had a sound pretty like nasty addiction.
Crone.
Yeah, that guy really, really likes to party.
Yeah.
He says rectum damn near killed him.
I just remember he drove his car into that front yard, almost hit somebody's house, and then supposedly he was all okay, but then he said, well, actually, there's three seasons of Friends I don't remember. And then he was partying again a couple years ago.
Shows what a dumb show that is. Matthew Perry, who was on it, doesn't even remember three seasons.
And he was probably the funniest guy in the show.
Yeah.
But
you didn't like Ross?
No.
No David Schwimmer fan?
No.
What?
No.
He's so sensitive.
Not Joey?
And Jennifer Aniston would never have gone out with David Schwimmer either. Isn't that supposedly his girlfriend on the show?
Yeah, very unbelievable. Hey, why did people buy into that now that I think about it?
Stupid song. It's
way too hot for him.
I don't know why. And people were obsessed with it, like, oh, God, are Ross and Rachel going to be together? Oh, my God.
Cheers.
I'm amazed people did, but they did seem to care.
Did you ever get the Rachel haircut, Trudy?
I had it before her.
Ooh, so it's the Trudy. It's not a Rachel.
Yeah, she got a Trudy.
Brandon, did you ever get it?
No.
Supposedly, Aniston is seeing Brad Pitt.
I had a bowl cut back then.
Quietly.
at Lake Como.
Yeah, I think the idea was they were meeting at Clooney's.
Yeah.
They both were there.
Yeah, Sandler was there, too, for some reason.
I think Jennifer Aniston is going to be Brad Pitt's kind of his purgatory hoe.
Oh.
Like his in-between, his tweener.
That's not a bad.
No, I know. But she's not a long-termer because she's a pain in the ass, obviously.
Is he already getting the Rachel again? Since his hair has to match.
Oh, that's right.
Whoever he's dating.
Well, she has long hair, so he's going to have to grow it out. Yeah, Legends of Fall style.
I think he's just parking his wiener there temporarily.
So
probably.
So that's why.
It's not a bad place to park it.
Angelina's so fired up to be unmarried to him, to be divorced all of a sudden. She needs it now, ASAP.
Yeah, what does that matter?
Well, that is so not true because she's the one dragging it out. Apparently, okay, the story today is that Brad has not been paying child support. Which, okay, does anyone believe that? His attorney said, by the way, that Brad is always up to date with his commitments.
Why does he have commitments?
Yeah, she's makes well, because this there's much probably, more guess, more than
there's
he
probably,
does.
Well, he's okay.
I forgot his name. I forgot they actually had kids together, not just adopted.
Yeah. He's worth $240 million. She's worth $160 million. Do you think there's really a problem?
No, taking care of the kids.
Taking care of the kids.
No, but they are his responsibility, I suppose, if his name, if he adopted them or he.
You know what? Here's the reason, sort of reading between the lines.
Hey, kiss my ass, bitch. I'm paying you shit.
It's being suggested that the reason she is so angry and she's spewing off now, saying this publicly, that he's not paying his child support is because she is livid. And there was rumors that her attorney was going to drop her, that she was one of these clients that's just like, I can't deal with this anymore. What she's so angry about is that she tried to claim that Brad was a irresponsible, abusive, whatever, parent, because when the child got in Brad Pitt's face,
Maddox.
Apparently he restrained him.
He's not a child. He's too the much executive producer of a movie.
Oh, excuse me. He apparently restrained, was it Pax? It was Pax.
Oh, I thought it was Maddox.
Maddox. Yeah. He restrained him too hard for Angelina's taste. Angelina and Brad were arguing, and Pax got in Brad's face.
Maddox.
And Brad's
Pax is playing on an iPad.
Sorry. Maddox got in his face, and Brad was like, fuck you, Brat. This is between me and this bitch. And
you
Angelina
are not
did not like that. She called him out. She called Child Protective Services.
Yeah, I remember
that.
That was
when they split up. And apparently Brad was cleared, and now it looks as if there's no way for her to prevent a 50-50 custody. And she is livid about that. She wants the kids. She didn't want him to have any custody. She wanted supervised visits, and he's going to get 50-50 custody, and she can't handle that. But if indeed that is the case, he won't owe her any alimony. Or not alimony, child support.
Yeah,
because it's 50-50. Yeah. They both have loads of money. The fact that they're even talking about money is embarrassing to everyone else.
It should be 33-33-33 with James, her brother.
Yeah.
Because he was with him all the time. He was the nanny.
I know. Look at what Brad Pitt had to put up with.
I'm so in love with my brother right now.
Yeah, he lived with him. And apparently.
What if he sued for third custody?
The question. She'd probably support it because then she would take them
get
from
more.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'd get them 66% of the time.
Maddox just celebrated a birthday.
Yeah, 17.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
What, has he got a new movie in the works?
No doubt.
He did release a statement.
He did?
Let's I'm fucking 17.
All right,
that's
Maddox.
It.
Wow.
That's all he said.
I'm fucking 17.
When was this?
What is Hogg doing lately? But I didn't mean to change the subject so radically, but I haven't heard anything from Hogg.
He's still on tour. They're going all around the U.S.
but
right now.
Nobody's talking about him, though.
Yeah, because no one cares about that story anymore.
No more.
Seriously, no one cares about that story anymore.
But David Hogg can't stand not to be talked about. I'm just surprised that he's not.
Today we are going to start a revolution.
Doing something to demand attention.
When your old-ass parents, like, I don't know how to send an iMessage, and you're just like, give me the fucking phone, and you take it, and you're like, okay, let me handle it, and you get it done in 1 second.
David Hogg.
Our parents don't know how to use a fucking democracy, so we have to.
I don't think he's using the democracy at all, because nothing's changing.
Today, treat every election like it's the last one you'll ever have.
It's a primary, Hogg.
He's so smart. He's so sage.
He can't even vote.
Oh, my God. He's so deep.
He's 18 now, isn't he? Didn't he just turn 18?
Yeah.
Or he's about to?
He did?
I think so.
Oh.
Well, he's a senior. He just finished
Happy
high school.
Happy birthday to him. I don't care.
Our friends at Zot M59 Chrysler Jeep are celebrating summer with some of the lowest prices and largest inventories in Metro Detroit. You won't find too many people that wouldn't love to have a new Jeep Wrangler. And with leases this low, almost everyone can afford one from DealsInTheD.com, our studio sponsor. Right now during... Have we heard anything about the studio visitor, by the way?
No.
Well, somebody. One of those 15 people will win. Right now, during the summer clearance event, lease a new 18 Jeep Wrangler four-door sport at $249 a month. Plus, our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep have almost 300 new Wranglers available for you to choose from. You heard right, nearly 300 new Jeep Wranglers available in White Lake. Or if you prefer to keep a few extra dollars in your pocket, go lease a new 18 Jeep Cherokee all-wheel drive for $179 a month. See details in our massive inventory at DealsInTheD.com.
He's very active on his Twitter still, so...
Oh,
all right.
That's still going on.
I had a feeling he would be.
Yeah. He's getting Bachelor contestants in trouble.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, was he part of that?
Probably.
Was Hogg involved in it? I mean, I guess.
No, well, he was just the subject. Yeah, he was just the subject of the like.
Yeah, because people are protecting him. Speaking of Hogg, there was a story today that Nicholas Cruz was screaming, kill me, kill me, after he was taken into custody. Now, if he really wanted to be killed, couldn't he have killed himself after he killed 17 people?
Did he just get done eating Subway?
Yeah, he didn't
have
to.
Yeah, he got out of there, didn't he? He did get out.
Yeah, he went to Subway, went to McDonald's.
And
he plotted to get out. Yeah. He didn't go in there with the intention of being killed.
He's claiming that he heard...
Killing himself.
He had an extra voice in his head telling him to burn, kill, destroy.
Whatever.
So does everybody on a bad day.
I know. The difference
nobody
is people
acts on
act,
it.
Act. Shut up. Shut up, Cruz.
You're just a complete asshole, that's why.
That story is so
it did sound like
frustrating.
Didn't he ask for help well before the shooting, though, from the school?
He did.
He did.
He has to be transferred, too, to a different school.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, he passed the deadline for doing that. Screw you. Stay where you are. No more help.
My problem with that story, honestly, I just can't get past. I know he lost both his parents, which is terribly tragic. And, for a kid his age, it would be awful. But he does have these guardians who seem to care about him. But he was insisting on having these weapons, including his AR-15. And they, because he had pointed the guns at people in the house, including his guardian mother, pointed a loaded weapon at her head, they said, you know what? We're going to have to lock those guns up, and I have to have the key.
Hi, Mommy.
And you have to ask us to play with your guns.
To play with your
and
guns.
And so apparently a couple days later, he produced the key, which they thought was such a big victory, but he made a copy of it.
Oh.
So he played with his guns whenever he wanted to.
Mm. No one suspected he was going to do that?
No. Jeez. I guess not.
That
and also, wasn't it his mother who the therapist had said he absolutely should not have weapons? And mother said, no, that's what he wants for his birthday. I've got to get him a gun. I think it was his mother before she died who was insisting on getting him a gun over the advice of the therapist.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's her kid.
He wants one.
That story, too, about him asking for help from the school district. Did you see how they got that information? There was a court-ordered report that was out, and so they gave it to the Sun Sentinel, but like half of it was redacted. So they just went copy, paste into another document, and were able to read the whole thing.
How did that work?
Oops. I don't know. I don't know.
That was so weird.
Give it up for those journalists to go, oh, we're just going to copy and paste this in a new thing.
That's cool.
Yeah, so they could read the whole thing. Oops.
Okay. Wow. I
Which, why would you redact that portion anyway, that he was asking for help?
You know.
Because they didn't want people to know.
Too fucking bad.
Yes.
Public school.
I know. It's
public employees.
Ridiculous. Should we try the Janis Joplin Lova? Is that the best number we have today?
Yeah, there's that one. There's the first NFL male cheerleader. Los Angeles has a male cheerleader.
Why does the NFL
You don't sound pumped about that.
Why do they need any cheerleaders? Isn't it just stupid?
It's very dumb. Nobody goes.
They don't pay, can't cheer for that team.
They pay them like 5 cents an hour for all their hard work, which, I gotta tell you, the way the NFL treats cheerleaders and who are the other horribly underpaid, who else do they take advantage of?
Everybody.
There was another job category we were talking about that they.
Well, the officials. I mean, the officials.
The officials make some money.
Are part-time employees. Yeah, but they don't get benefits or anything.
Mascots make a lot of money, don't they?
Oh, mascots. Yeah, mascots don't. They remember we talked to the Charger guy.
Some do.
The
oh yeah, Boltman.
Boltman. Yeah.
How'd that auction go?
Good question. We should look up the results.
He had a shit ton of money.
Boltman did.
The last I checked, yeah. Well,
did it meet his reserve though? Unlike the last time he did that.
Well, it was just amazing that they, first of all, I couldn't believe he was offered $400 an appearance and they kept half the money.
Yeah.
The team.
They're copyright.
Really? I mean, a guy devotes his life to being the Chargers mascot and they can't let him keep the $400 per appearance? It seems awfully cheap to me.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
According to this headline, Boltman auction ends without the sale of the mascot costume.
All right, call him.
The rights.
We got to call him. We knew this was going to happen.
Yep.
It only got to $72,000.
What is his reserve?
I think it was, wasn't it?
It was 75 grand last time, he admitted.
And he said, reserve was five grand, but he says it was an error.
What was an error?
So what was it supposed to be, 500
grand? Was it a fake bid?
I'm not sure. He said that the $5,000 reserve was wrong.
I think he has to donate money to charity.
Well, he was going to donate half.
Yeah, so he's got to donate.
I don't know why, by the way. I mean, doesn't the guy deserve to make a...
Because he knew it wouldn't hit the reserve.
He doesn't want to sell his stuff.
He's got to give 35 grand to charity, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, maybe we do need to call Boltman. The NFL and cheerleaders, they just rip them off, and then they get angry eventually because what's going to happen is there's going to be some gay players who are going to boo-foo the cheerleaders, and they're going to get mad, just like the players.
No, but the cheerleaders aren't allowed to speak with players at all.
Yeah, but the players always end up nailing the cheerleaders, don't they?
Yeah, they just quit being cheerleaders.
And they treat them like shit, and it's a sexist thing, and they get so sick of being underpaid, and even though you know they do it for nothing. They don't want to pay cheerleaders. I don't understand. Why can't they just set aside? The NFL makes so much fucking money. Why can't they just set aside $500,000 for the cheerleaders?
When their most important job is being an ambassador for the team and going to all the stupid charity events around town.
Which they do.
So the players don't have to. Yeah.
Right, because the players don't want to do it.
So outside of game day, they actually add a lot of value for that purpose. So pay them.
Yeah, it's stupid. Well, let's call the dude cheerleader.
You want to call him, or do you want to call? Okay. There's also the hotel.
Let's call the dude cheerleader. The hotel
where Britney's kids ran amok.
Oh, let's call the hotel first. I think that's more important. We need to put a stop to that.
Blundering Britney Spears kids drove hotel guests mad by running riot in a $1,300 a night suite, as their mom sang at a disastrous gay pride gig 70 miles away. And I think the reason they're calling it disastrous is she forgot what city they were in.
Oh, no.
And she had her mic on, and she goes, "Where are we at?" to one of the dancers. And they're like, the Brighton Pride Festival. And she's like, "Hey, Brighton Pride!" It sounded so dumb.
Oh.
The the kids were left in the care...
Leave Britney alone!
They were left in the care of security as Britney strutted around stage. Sean and Jaden insisted on playing music at, quote, full blast and stomping around their suite and hotel corridors, yelling and screaming. A posh elderly couple who forked out a fortune to spend a relaxing night
posh
in a room on the floor below Britney's brood, home where the kids were. They grew so furious they complained to hotel staff about two Hollywood brats. That's in quotes.
You spent a lot of money and you want to go out and have a nice time, and then you got that happening.
They also recommended their parents give them, quote, a good slap.
Was this last night?
It might have been a few days ago. Let's see, when the singer got back to the hotel in London, she found out her kids caused such a stink other guests were complaining. Quote, she's known as one of music's biggest divas, but she hates it when her kids behave that way.
You know she openly kissed probably Madonna.
I love that she hates when they act that way, as if she has nothing to do with, I mean, there's no connection between her and her kids' behavior.
She hates when they act that way when she can't play with them. She wanted to have fun, too.
When she leaves them to go have a gig.
She gave her boys and her security a proper dressing down over the complaints.
Ooh!
And told them to shape up. The couple who complained were a quite elderly pair who'd spent a lot of cash at the hotel. They had no idea who Sean and Jaden's mom was. But they wouldn't have cared anyway. That's gross.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
What are the kids' names?
Jaden, James, and Sean Preston, I believe.
Jaden, James, and Sean Preston. And we know that the Spears kids' middle names. Where's K-Fed? Oh, he wants all this money every month.
With his own kids.
By the way,
he's watching them too.
He's really pushing this more money thing. And I love that she's saying, fuck you.
Here's
20 grand a month for two brats?
She's
two
not
brats
saying,
spend 20 grand a month?
She's not saying it. Her estate is.
Her dad.
She has absolutely zero control over any monetary assets.
Well, I don't blame her estate. Whatever. Go up the hotel. Let's
at the end of the,
get mixed up in this.
Here's the number at the bottom. Or at the top. At the end of the day, these are just kids who are excited on a trip away, according to the source. But Britney was fuming over the behavior. She had gone out of her way to take her kids sightseeing in London on Saturday before she left for the concert. Thinking walking around the Capitol in record-breaking heat would exhaust them and leave them needing an early night when she performed in Brighton. Oh. Before her gig, Britney and her boys were snapped at Buckingham Palace, with the pop star going virtually unnoticed as she mingled with thousands of other tourists. Let's see. The day out only left the kids excited and full of adrenaline, adding that they also ate sugar and junk food while she was away from the hotel. They're 12 and 11. Of course they did.
Oh, she gives them full access to room service.
She gave them Mountain Dew, didn't she, when they were babies?
Yes, you're right. In the bottle.
In the bottles.
That's just great parenting.
Supposedly, she gave them a little piece of crushed up Valium in their bottles, too, to make them sleep when she wanted to party.
Oh, let me write that down.
She forgot to do that.
How much?
That was kind of brilliant.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Hotel Cafariel. My name is Frederica. How am I assist you?
Yes, Frederica. I was considering getting a room at the hotel, but I was told by some friends, and this may have been in the media, that some children were making a lot of racket there. And I thought the hotel was very quiet normally when I stay there, and I have a large account. But these children apparently are very loud and obnoxious, and I guess they're on sugar buzzes or something. I don't know. This is just what I read in the newspaper, so I was concerned about staying there.
Let me just offer you for call to the duty manager.
Thank you.
That was a really soft voice.
Who calls when they're booking a room to say, are there children
and
really
about,
loud?
Brags about their large account.
Good evening, Fabian speaking. How can I assist you?
Yes, I heard that that there was some problems with noise at the hotel, and I was planning a stay there. I have a very large account, stay there frequently, but if the children are being allowed to keep people up, I was going to rebook somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Where do you want to come?
I wanted to find out if the noise was under control. This was actually appeared in a media story.
Oh, really? Which media? Can you give me the name of the media, please?
Hang on a sec.
Yep.
Radar Online.
You know, it was in Radar. Have you ever read Radar Online?
All right. Well, there is no noise. I'm at the Hotel Cafe Royale.
And there's so no noise. Okay, it was. They said
over the weekend. Oh, it sounds like there's noise right now.
Well, there is kids. It's in the lobby, so you don't have any noise in the room.
Are those Britney? Are those Britney Spears children? Because that's what Radar Online said. Britney Spears children were keeping people up all night.
I don't know, sir. I really don't know, sir. Do you want to book in the room at the hotel, sir?
Well, real quick. It sounds like there's too many children there.
Real quick, just show. Right. Jaden, be quiet. And is this that kid shuts up?
Is this daycare or a hotel? Okay.
Oh, well, he didn't say goodbye.
Yeah, he's blowing off a huge account.
I love it. I was like, there are no children making noise now. And they're in the background. And it's not.
He didn't say goodbye. I think I farted again.
I made people leave. Offended my friends. I see those brats doing some really crazy stuff when they get older.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Now, 11 and 12.
Well, look at the gene pool. K-Fed and Britney Spears.
Ugh.
Anybody new exciting on Cameo, by the way?
Oh, look.
Should we call, let's see. That was a breaking story. We had to cover that.
Well, then there's the cheerleader or it's Joplin's girlfriend.
And Bold Man. Why don't we call the cheerleader?
Did I give you that, Brandon? Oh, here it is. Wait. Did I give that to you?
Which one?
The cheerleader dude?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
What's cheerleader's name?
Quentin.
Quentin.
Quentin. Before you go on stage, there's something I want you to have.
Okay. Oh, it's beautiful, but wait a minute, isn't this?
Yes, yes it is. Guess X and Dino went down the pharmacy to get it.
He's working for the Rams?
Oh, yeah. You shouldn't have.
I had no choice, baby. I got it again.
Yeah, it's no one to blame. Man, Max was at the top of the stairs for almost the entire show. He was very bummed.
They were fighting just a second ago.
Oh, were they?
Yes, they were fighting.
Layla was upset that he was up there.
She was?
Yeah. She missed a big brother.
You know, this is the only place they really fight, is in the basement. Oh, what's up with that?
You have reached the voicemail box of 62.
This is the only cheerleading song I can think of. Because of the video.
Hey, Mickey.
Hey, Quentin. Congratulations. We heard you on the cheerleading squad for the Los Angeles Rams. And I want to talk to you about being one of the first male cheerleaders in the NFL. Congratulations, my man. If you see the 248 number, please call us back. See you.
How are you a lone male cheerleader? You're with another group of, like, you're the guy on the chick squad, right? Okay.
He's going to bang all those chicks, isn't he?
Yeah, I still am surprised that many dudes want to be cheerleaders. Oh, yeah. You give him the finger to the toy brat?
Fuck that kid.
I know. Fuck him. I saw a story about him on the Today Show today. I wanted to shoot out the TV.
All right, pot it up.
Elvis would have shot out the TV.
I can't take it.
Most kids are learning how to add and subtract.
Makes 11 million a year.
This 6-year-old boy is busy multiplying his millions.
No, he's not.
He's already a toy tycoon with a huge following on social media. Now he's going into business with the chain every shopper knows. NBC News business correspondent Jolene Kent has his incredible story.
Yeah, so he's compromised. He auditions toys on YouTube.
The world's biggest retailer is turning to a 6-year-old named Ryan for help. The popular toy reviewing YouTube star of Ryan's World, with his parents showing off the new line of toys he's created for Walmart.
Because he did it.
The company trying to take advantage of his nearly 1 billion monthly
video
views.
Oh my God, that's 1 billion dumb people.
An estimated $11 million a year, making the first grader the youngest person on Forbes' list of highest paid YouTube stars. And just the latest social media influencer jumping from their own pages into the retail world.
When it comes to YouTube in particular, I think that retailers and brands are really trying to target the younger demographic, younger generation. Kids really are trusting influencers because they see them as being relatable, slightly aspirational, but really they consider them a trusted resource.
Instagram star Ariel Charnas will sell a line of clothing at Nordstrom.
He loves everything
even
now.
Dogs like Aspen, the outdoor loving golden retriever.
That reminds me.
37,000
Instagram dogs
followers.
On Cameo.
And how do they wish you a happy birthday or give you a shout out?
Let me see if I can find them. But, you know, there's famous YouTube and Instagram dogs, and so they're all
stupid.
Yeah, there's an actual agent for all of those people. For dogs. You can get an agent, a special one.
40% of purchases are after seeing an influencer on social media. And 70% between 18 and 34 prefer the endorsement of a non-celebrity online.
Oh, huh.
Like a non-celebrity slash peer, as they call it.
Oh, because they think that the celebrity is being paid to plug
it. Yep.
Whereas...
Although the influencers are
the influencers
are
being
they're
paid to plug
anyway.
It too,
yeah.
So...
Yeah. Don't trust them. They'll tell you to go to the Fyre Festival. tell you to do whatever they're paid to do. I would think a celebrity would take it more seriously than one of those influencers. That's all they do is plug shit. That's how they make a living.
I can't find the animals on here now. But I know they're on here.
Speaking of those, the story about Dennis Quaid, did you see that?
Dennis Quaid?
it was the stupidest non-story ever on Access Denied or whatever. Because he was he was getting off a plane and he was taking his dog, Peaches, up the escalator. And
TMZ spent
and you're watching
way too
it
much
thinking,
time on.
Yeah, you're watching it thinking, oh my God, the dog's going to get sucked in at the end. And it didn't happen. They were just demonstrating that it could.
Give a PSA not to take your dog on the escalator because Dennis Quaid successfully took his dog on an escalator.
That was the story?
So then they showed a video.
What happened?
Of which I really didn't want to see, but one they just found on YouTube of a dog getting hurt on an escalator. And then, of course, Harvey broke it down. It was very captivating.
You know, I thought, rather than do that story about his successful escalator ride with his dog, why not cover his cocaine-fueled Jeep ride
exactly.
on Thanksgiving when Meg Ryan's mom was there?
That's a better story.
I know. That was really well stated by her. You couldn't help but be
Chris,
fascinated by a cocaine-fueled Jeep ride.
There's a dog doing cameo.
I should do this with Bill.
Have a great day.
This dog's supposed to be talking.
Whose dog
Good
is
morning.
It? Who buys
Here
this
we are,
dog?
Looking beautiful and fresh for you on Cameo.
Yeah, I look too fresh, honey.
Hit us up for a personalized video.
The dog's not talking.
The dog really needs to do more than that if it's going to...
Wait, why would people pick the dog?
Good morning, Cameo.
I think it's a famous dog.
I've never heard of it.
I think it's just got a lot of Instagram followers because its tongue hangs out all the time.
It is fucking adorable. You fag.
I wouldn't buy a message from it.
What?
From its owner.
I would.
How about Chester the Aussie?
No, he's ugly.
He's only a dollar.
He's ugly.
Let's see.
It's an ugly dog.
This is Chester. Sit. He's a very good boy. Rich and Aiden miss you, and they can't wait for you to come back to their new house from camp. This is how fast you're going
to
come
back. What's that
to
do with the dog?
Go get it.
He didn't even throw the ball. What a dick.
Wow.
How much?
That's super dumb.
$1.
Oh.
$1?
Well, that other dog was $11.
Oh.
These two birds, you can get birds. They're $10.
Gross.
Oh, shit. And a skunk.
Ew.
Hey, Eliana. It's M and Pudding. Ugh. We just wanted to wish you a really happy week ahead. And thank you so much for contacting us on Cameo. I really hope that you've been enjoying my videos. And thank you so much for being an amazing member of the Creature
Crew.
Like
you're from London.
Oh, look, she's sniffing my armpit. Get out of my armpit.
Gross.
Why are you
it smells like her.
My armpit for Eliana? That's really rude.
All right, God.
Enough. Whoa.
$10 for a skunk.
Oh my God, a dumb buck.
Should we call Boltman? I think he's going to be pressed back into action, isn't he?
Well, no, he's going to have to do it.
He has to be Boltman.
Yeah.
If Boltman's inactive for a year, that just brings the whole, I think the characters start to dissipate, doesn't it? True.
Yeah, I think it loses its electrical charge.
Yes.
It's electricity.
He could come back in here and say, Boltman's been charging up all year. Every time I see Charles, I just think of Maz claiming he looks like Gary Delabate, which is
ridiculous.
What's his worst separated birth? Because that was his worst, but he topped it, didn't he?
It ain't all about you, sweetheart. Sounding like Reggie Miller is pretty bad.
That's ridiculous.
How about that dude that didn't look like me?
That was pretty close.
No,
it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
You put an umbrella.
I thought that guy spit you out.
Put an umbrella in each one of your tiny hands. Dead ringer. Look at there's Dennis Quaid's dog. Riding an escalator. They spent like 10 minutes on this, Drew.
I know, they kept looping the escalator ride. I saw it.
Did you hear the breakdown with all the people afterwards?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. Do you want to hear it?
Well, it depends if Boltman answers the phone.
I'll pause. It's a sweet cover.
Nobody covers mascots like this show.
For the Buckeye guy.
No.
Great rally yesterday.
Yeah. The signs were pretty funny.
Why are they mad at ESPN?
Because that guy worked for ESPN in the past, I guess.
He was fired by ESPN.
I know. He's still under contract.
But that stuff is...
I know. It doesn't make any sense.
He's not available.
Let me leave a message for Boltman. Boltman! Hey, it's the Drew and Mike Show in Detroit. We cover mascots like no other, and we understand that there has been no sale made of the character, so we're assuming you're pressed back into action.
Yeah, what gives?
I think that's kind of exciting. Please don't tell us that the character's charging up for a year either. There better be a Boltman on the field, or I'm boycotting the NFL. All right, Boltman, call back the 248 number.
So he wrote... is this an op-ed piece or something for the Times of San Diego?
Boltman?
Yeah.
Really?
Unfortunately, the Boltman eBay auction did not meet the set reserve price and was not sold. The highest bid received $71,600. I understand.
Gave him an op-ed?
I don't know what...
That's important news. Come on, yeah. Man.
I understand to some fans this may seem like a lot of money for a mascot character. However, if I were to have accepted this bid, I would have been negatively affected financially.
How is he negatively affected by getting 71 grand?
With 50% of the potential winning bid dedicated to Rady's Children's Hospital San
Diego. Fuck the hospital. Keep it all.
The net proceeds after taxes and fees would have been roughly $20,000. After over two decades and investing over six figures, it would not have been a wise choice to sell at that price.
So that's how are you going to get more?
That money's paid off, though. That's not... You don't owe that money.
So because he wrote an op-ed, people are going to go, oh, I guess we have to pay more. He just had an auction. That's the most he gets.
Was making the Boltman costume an investment he expected to make that much money off of?
He's not selling. Boltman's out of action until he gets paid back in full. Apparently.
And then he contradicts himself the very next line. Playing the role of the unofficial mascot Boltman on game day was never meant to be a for-profit endeavor.
I think his logic's a little...
You want attention?
Maybe he...
And he was just doing it for the love of it, maybe? Just
research has been done, and they can average $80,000 and higher, depending on me. Oh, Lord.
I mean, Boltman's got a little bit of an ego, frankly.
Well, look at him. Come on.
That appearance he made, I thought he was really good doing that Michael Jackson dance.
The dance.
It was really good. I don't know why he didn't do that more often.
It wasn't him.
He said it was?
He lied.
There are better mascots than Boltman, though.
What?
Yeah, who's that guy for the Bulls?
Benny the Bull? Yeah.
Benny the Bull. That dude rocks. I don't think he's still the mascot, though. I think he...
I don't know. What happened to Benny the Bull?
Man,
what happened to the Lovables? Are the Lovables still there?
No, they all died. Heart attacks.
What?
The Lovables?
Sorry to hear that. Yeah, the Lovables. They were hot.
I think Benny the Bull is still there.
Is he?
Yeah.
The Bulls, before the Bulls got good, like the early Jordan years and before that, they had a quote-unquote mascot who was a really fat guy who just ran around the perimeter of the court really fast for a fat guy.
Yeah.
He was like an athletic fat guy. And he just high-five people. And that was his shtick, pretty much. The whole shtick was that he was really fat and he ran.
Did they pay him?
I don't think they paid him.
Oh.
I don't know.
He just did it for the love of the game.
Yeah. He probably got in for free.
I'd be surprised if they paid him. I think he was like the, what's the, woo-hoo,
Sam Ronnie Woo
Buckner. Yeah, he was like the Ronnie Woo of the Bulls.
I can't find anything about this mascot you're talking about.
Oh, the fat guy?
The fat guy?
Yeah, I haven't been able to locate him. I do like the Atlanta Braves. They got the Freeze, that guy that just that runs.
Oh yeah, they have races.
Yeah, they have races.
He's actually beat once. That's kind of cool.
You have to beat the Freeze. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty
cool. He's a former college football player or something, isn't he?
Ooh.
The guy that plays him.
Really?
What about Clipper Darryl?
Clipper Darryl never called us back.
I know.
He's now Laker Darryl. He's changed allegiances.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Some really intense stuff going on with mascots these days.
In the world of pro basketball, there's a pretty sad story out of the WNBA.
What happened?
The Las Vegas Aces. There's only 7 games left in the regular seasons. They're trying to make the playoffs. They had to forfeit a game against the Washington Mystics.
Nobody cares.
Because of bad travel.
What?
What?
Okay, so they had a loss at home August 1st. They were supposed to fly to D.C. to face the Mystics, which would be August 3rd. So they're leaving August 2nd. Flight was scheduled to take off at 11 o'clock, but it was delayed.
They don't charter?
It's the WNBA.
Oh, sorry. They're lucky they fly. No, the league loses money every year.
Yeah.
It's supported. The NBA pays to keep the WNBA going.
So they finally get that flight was canceled. They finally get on a flight. They get to Dallas at 1:30 a.m. on August 3rd, but it wasn't about noon until they were able to get to their connection to D.C. So really only 2 flights. So they had to hang out in the airport.
They have to take a connecting flight?
Well, because of the cancellation.
Oh, well.
Okay. They landed in D.C. at 3:45.
I don't think LeBron James does that, by the way.
No. Well, they have their own plane.
I know.
They get to D.C. at 3:45 for the 7 o'clock tip-off. So because
3 hours and 15 minutes is not enough to get ready to play.
Well,
and
they
had for a WNBA.
Hey, you
got to
do your makeup.
But they had just traveled for 26 hours, which is kind of misleading.
So they forfeited rather than play.
The WNBA tried their best to accommodate, and they wanted to push the tip off back 1 hour.
I really wanted to see it really bad.
So they're like, cool, we're going to push this tip off. Instead of 7 o'clock, it'll be 8 o'clock. That's enough time. The Aces of Las Vegas decided that, no, our health means more to us than that. And so they called the players' union and said that they're not going to the game.
Oh, please. Are you kidding? That.
So the WNBA had to put out a statement that they were forced to forfeit the game because the players were tired.
So how many people needed to get their tickets refunded?
0. Because nobody bought a ticket.
They papered the joint like usual.
Now, the first thing their
NBA games had been pushed back an hour or so because the team just got there. Like, they just got to the stadium around game time,
I'm not
and
going
they
to
played.
Depressing shit like that. I was thinking of some guys that aren't paid to play that had a plane crash, flew out the next day, and had to play in their practice uniforms when Michigan was in the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah, there's
and
been
they
a
got
few of
there,
those.
They got there like 2 hours before tip off.
And they won.
And they were pumped to play. Yeah.
They played really well.
That just makes it look so bad.
John Beilein had heart surgery.
A double bypass.
Uh-uh. Sounds like he's okay.
He doesn't get to go to, where are they going? Italy?
The basketball team's going?
Yeah, he can't go, though.
Wait,
somewhere near.
Basketball and football are going? Or no, football's going somewhere. What is the story? Or they went?
Football
they go
already
on their
went,
trip?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But basketball was going. They do that a lot. They play those tournaments in Europe.
Oh, very nice.
Hey, I just got my new Lincoln MKZ. It's parked down Drew Street because it's being worked on. I got it at Hoop McInerney.
The street, not the car.
The street is a disaster.
I know. It's smoother, though.
I need to finish it. Are they done yet?
I don't know. What's the delay? Why can't you park now?
I don't know, because
the
signs are
done,
still out.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, well, except for the manholes are like 3 inches above.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Like Trudy said yesterday, they got to add another layer something.
Like they.
So in the meantime, go to Hoop McInerney, Star Lincoln, and Southfield. They are Southeastern Michigan's premier Lincoln dealership. Owner Jim McInerney, that's Hoot's son. He's been a daily listener to the podcast from the very, very beginning. Lincoln is the star of American luxury cars, and that's why the late Hoot gave it that name.
I'd like to say the stars do align at Hoot's Place. They have a newly remodeled showroom and an immaculate service area. The Lincoln MKZ has a 14-speaker audio system. You can hear the podcast as you drive around in luxury. And maybe you want to check out the Navigator. It's the 2018 North American Truck of the Year. The podcast and the McInerneys, they make it easy for you. All you got to do to get into a 2018 Lincoln is call our personal sales rep, Jimmy D. Call Jimmy toll-free, 855-567-STAR. He's going to take personal care of you. Or you can email him, jimmyd@starlincoln.com. You're going to get the guaranteed lowest price Lincoln will allow on whatever model you choose. So drive the star. Call Jimmy D at 855-567-STAR.
Jimmy D has his own dedicated phone line at Star Lincoln.
It's always ringing.
How about that?
Wow.
Our last number is the number for the Janis Joplin Lesbo, right?
Yeah.
Janis Joplin and her got it on.
Can I have those? Can I have the other number pack, the cheerleader one, Brandon?
What were the other bullet points?
I don't know. I just gave the article to Brandon.
Are you a lesbian?
See how
They were addicted, first off. I mean, she had a major heroin addiction.
Yeah, she kicked heroin when she was like 53.
Yeah, and she's been sober since.
What a partier. Is it Myra Friedman?
Brandon, can I see the article again?
That's not her name.
It's not Peggy. Peggy Caserta.
Okay, that's her. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Who's this other girl? Now we find out there's two girlfriends.
What'd she look like?
Oh, she's beautiful.
She's a lot hotter than...
And Janis?
Janis was.
Yeah. She denies being responsible for her death.
Why did people think she was?
Oh, because they used together?
A heroin overdose? Yeah. But she says tripping and falling inside her hotel room. So that would be breaking news if we can get her to break that on the show. Come on, Peggy.
Be there.
Scissoring and answer the phone.
Oh.
You've reached the heart of Dixie. Leave a message. What?
Huh? Hi, Peggy. It's the Drew and Mike show calling. We had heard about the new book. We're excited. Love Janis Joplin. And we're very interested in some of the things you said in the book that we're reading about. Would love to talk to you. If you see a 248 number there, please call us back. Thank you.
You want to know why she wrote another book?
Because she was wasted when she wrote the first one.
Yeah, she sold it for drug money.
Oh, really?
But was it not true?
I don't know. I was unclear about that.
Not a well-told story.
Hmm. It was called Going Down with Janis.
Hot.
Gross.
Yeah. I'm bummed out.
She never saw Janis as being gay either.
So she was...
Well,
even though she's gay.
She had dude lovers.
Yeah, well Davis that's her point. Yeah.
I think Janis nailed anybody in her orbit, kind of like Stevie Nicks.
I thought you were a lesbo.
I haven't heard that drop in a while.
Who is?
The Man Show Boy. Hey, whatever happened to the Man Show Boy? He grew up!
Yeah, he got pubes.
Wonder what
probably got skinny.
What do you suppose the Man Show Boy? She's probably all fucked up now.
No, we know. Man Show Boy. He's probably on Cameo.
I saw something about him. I researched that not too long ago.
Him on Cameo or the Man Show Boy?
Just the Man Show Boy.
What's he up to?
I think he turned 20 in like 2005. So I mean,
2005.
Well, that's not much of an update.
Happy birthday to him. I don't care.
You know, when I was doing my deep dive on Billy Corgan because
of
those Pumpkin videos,
he
probably looks really
out.
Stupid. Oh, he looks thin?
Yeah, no, my computer's froze. Hang on. He's got an IMDb page.
Brandon, is that him?
I don't even know.
It's Vanilla Ice.
Well, there is the Man Show Boy.
Yeah, he hasn't done shit since because he was getting old during the run of that show. Like the last clips they had of the Man Show Boy, he was already like 15.
Well, how did he disappear?
Oh, he was funny though. That was a great bit.
Hey, you ladies ever try a threesome?
You're so old, it hurts me to look at you.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about all that.
I thought you were a lesbo.
Anyway, when I was reading about Billy Corgan, because I was looking up those songs from the 30th anniversary show, and I saw him with Hook and Courtney Love, and it was quite an affair. But anyway, it led to this Billy Corgan stuff that was all online. It was older stuff, but it was still really good reading. And bumped along with there, next to him in Spin Magazine, was the oral history of Jane's Addiction. Uh-huh. Which, oh my God, it was a great story. I was in the middle of the night. My teeth were killing me and my gums were killing me, and I was having trouble sleeping. So I read this really long article on Jane's Addiction, which, I mean, that's a pretty fascinating band. Mm-hmm. Perry Farrell's interesting guy. And Jane Bainter. That's Jane.
Yeah.
Who was the junkie girl, who's pretty hot, too. She never made a dime. They never paid her a dime.
Yeah. She just spent it on heroin. Yeah.
Well, I know, but they could pay her now. They have lots of money now. They said, you know, well, maybe when we have some... They didn't have any money when they wrote the song, named the band. Also, she was on a lot of their flyers and stuff. They used her.
Image.
She was pretty hot.
Yeah.
Who took the picture? Isn't that what
right,
matters?
Yeah.
I don't know. She looked like she was... sort of a cheap model. I don't know if they should. You'd think they would have thrown her a bone somewhere along the line.
Yeah, because they seem like stand-up guys.
There's a couple guys involved with the band. One guy in the band she's still in touch with. It sounds like she still can get into shows.
Oh, cool. So she's got a lifetime tickets.
Well,
for Jane's Addiction.
It didn't sound like it was easy to have a lifetime ticket, but she sounded like she usually manages to get in.
Huh.
But anyway, in the story, God, they were fuck-ups. Man, were they fucked up. Perry Farrell and Dave Navarro, we knew all about Dave, and we had that horrible interview with him.
He
that
apologized.
One time. Yeah.
We're on good
Not
terms.
To us.
We're on good terms.
He apologized. anyway, Dave Navarro... The fascinating story is that his mother and father shared custody of him, and he's with his father, and they can't get mom on the phone when he's supposed to go home. He's 15 years old, so he goes home, and dad realizes something is askew here. He goes in the house. The mother and her girlfriend were murdered by the mother's boyfriend.
Wow.
And the mother's boyfriend was a fugitive for 10 years after that, and I kept waiting. Okay, when are they going to tell me how they found this guy or where he was? Can you look that up, Trudy, and see if there's got to be a story about that, right?
Oh, yeah, I've heard podcasts about it and stuff.
Oh, there's a podcast about it?
Well, there's multiple. He's done interviews about it, yeah, because it took a while before they caught the dude, right?
Yeah, I just wondered how, what he was doing for those 10 years and how they finally caught him. Because it was weird. It sounded like they sort of forgot about him. Like, gee, I guess we're not going to find this guy.
Did he kill anybody else in the interim?
I don't know. That's why I meant to look it up last night, and I fell back asleep.
Wow. No wonder he looks evil all the time.
Yeah. He's got a new Twitter picture, or maybe it's on one of his recent tweets, where he looks really disheveled and, like, maybe... put on some pounds. I don't know. It was a weird
picture. He's a great guitarist, though.
So John Riccardi is the name of the dude.
You know, that period where Jane's Addiction was split up and he did that one album with the Chili Peppers, which they didn't really like, but it was actually sold very well.
What did it have, an airplane, that one song?
There was...
One Hot Minute? Is that what the name of it was?
There was a song on there I liked a lot.
It's my airplane. It's just a different sound for them.
His death sentence was overturned in California.
Oh, he got the death penalty, huh?
Yeah. I like where the spike with pain and music is back in 2012. Is my
aeroplane. What, no bass cover?
Can't cover flea.
Hey, America's Most Wanted is how they caught him.
Oh, cool.
No shit.
Yeah. People recognized him in Houston, Texas.
Wow. Was Dave Navarro on America's Most Wanted? He probably was.
Yeah, probably.
Someone better slap me before I start to rust, before I start to decompose. I gotta find this track I like.
You don't need no bass cover with Flea, man.
Yeah.
I don't think you need a bass cover with John Entwistle or Paul McCartney or Bill Wyman either.
That's when you really need it.
No one can play it better than Flea, though.
My friends. Oh, I see. So when it's your favorite artist, we don't need a bass cover.
Because we like bass.
My friends. Oh, I think we played that song on Riff, didn't we?
So depressed. That one?
Yeah. I mean, it's not the most upbeat song ever, but I liked it. That was a good tune. Was this album that bad?
No, this album was great. I
it was pretty good,
album.
Too.
It's just different. It doesn't sound like a
Chili the Chili Peppers didn't like it, I guess.
Was Californication on this one?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think it was.
Californication.
It was on California.
Duh. Remember that dude was in Point Break?
Yeah, what a jerk.
What's that, Brandon?
You remember when he was in Point Break?
Both of them were Flea and Anthony, weren't they?
Yeah. Do you think he owns any shirts?
No.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't either.
Like, even the carpool karaoke, he even did that shirtless.
That's right.
It's like he's challenging Iggy Pop's. Like how much he can wear a shirt.
He's just a hot guy. Can't keep a shirt on. You know, it's that surfer mentality is what it is.
Why is Jane Says such a big song?
She's cool dumb song. With Sergio.
No, I like the song. It just, and I knew it was a big song, but in reading this oral history of Jane's addiction, they included some notes in there, and they said that of all the alternative music from that period, from which I believe the article was written in 2004, from like 88 to 2004, that song had as much airplay as virtually any other alternative track.
It still gets played a ton.
Does it?
Sirius? Yeah, an alternative. Is it alternative? Or no, Lithium. Yeah. It gets played a ton. Maybe because it has steel drums in it.
Yeah, not many songs have that.
That limited deep diving to Spotify. I just bumped into the story about Spotify's most played songs, artists, all that stuff, which was...
That's where we got the state list from.
The what list?
Most...
Oh, yeah, by
popular
state.
Popular song
right,
by state
right.
or state name.
It was funny because there were all these comments underneath the article, and all these people were really pissed because the Beatles were the number four artist on Spotify in... 2016 or 17, I don't know. They've only been on there a couple of years, but for the year they had the fourth most downloads behind who was it? I don't know, One Direction or Bieber or somebody. I don't know. Panic at the Disco was way up there.
Really?
Way up there. They were ahead of the Beatles, I think.
That guy's bi. That's all I know about him.
There were all these comments about
oh, come on, you were thinking it too.
What's wrong with these people streaming this band that's been broken up for 40 years?
Was Sinatra commenting?
Yes, yeah, perhaps.
Like Sinatra. All right, I have to go. I have a little, tiny little emergency at home.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Julie's not feeling well.
Oh.
A bummer.
And who wants to deal with those two kids when she's
hey,
not
get
feeling
out of
well.
Here.
Hey, get out of here. Hey, get out of here.
God, Dave Navarro is Tat City.
Yeah.
There's no untatted skin.
You know what else they said in the story? And I'm asking you, Trudy, only because you would be the only person in here who might take an interest in this. I'm not saying you would. There was a picture of him on his website masturbating.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let's do that. We should do that.
Yeah, that's a great idea. That'll get some more likes. Let's do it on Facebook. We need the likes.
It's actually been pretty erotic. After all, the palm is the vagina of the hand.
By the way, like us on Facebook.
Yeah, we won't masturbate.
I was really happy with that we reached 15,000. Then we just blew up to 16,000. What are we at, like 16,000? 324.
Wow.
Can you boost a few more posts, Joe?
Yeah.
cool. And yeah, we're going through all this. I had a long conversation today about the issue is finding people that like the show who don't really know that it's a podcast, which is a constant thing.
Right, yeah.
Hey, I just found you guys. It's like, right, oh, yeah. God. And we've probably done, I would say, as far as traditional media, we've done pretty well. I mean, Fox 2's covered us a few times, yeah. And Channel 4 did that story, mm-hmm. which was really nice. I never tweeted that out either. Yeah, big ooh there. And Tony Paul did a story on us, and the Detroit News did something when we had Sheen on because he apologized for the show, the bad show, back when he was doing his tour. So we really had some nice mainstream media. In fact, somebody was saying that we were getting more attention than some of the a lot of the radio shows.
Oh.
Kind of pissing and moaning about really? It, which is fine. Hey, I mean, that's very, very fortunate. We have nice people that take an interest in us for some crazy reason. But anyway, just a lot of talk about how to attack this from a marketing standpoint. And I don't know, for some reason, everybody wants us to do billboards.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought billboards were a good idea, too, because I think really the only thing we need to tell people is, hey, we're out here. We're here.
Yeah.
Because if they know, you can just Google the show.
Right. Yeah, they'll find it.
The people who are inclined to listen to a podcast, which is, what is that, 1 out of 8 adults? It's more like 1 out of 6.
Yeah, but more all the time, though.
Yeah, no, it's more every year. Yeah. The number's getting larger, although it's kind of a slow climb. I mean, it was...
Well, it is, but if you think about it, it's a conversion, and it's a sea change for a lot of people and their habits daily, and so it takes a little while.
Well, it...
Now I don't, operate the same way I used to.
It does appear, and I don't have specific numbers, but I was going over some numbers with a couple agency people, and they were pointing out that radio is eroding. It's not, I mean, radio still has, I think the number's like 96% of adults. The number that radio touts is, hey, 96% of adults listened to FM last year.
Uh-huh.
Which is, you know, 96%, that's the same number it was probably 10 years ago. But the problem is, this time they spend with radio is not what it used to be, because people are finding podcasts, and some people listen exclusively to podcasts. Some people listen to Sirius.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds. I mean, so many things, so many demands on your time now.
When you're listening to nothing but the best of oldies, you're listening to Magic 98.9.
And the money is eroding too. The billing, which, you know, used to be, Detroit was like a $250 million market.
Really?
Yeah. One time.
Wow.
I think around 2005, 6.
How much of that do we have?
How much do we have? I think Riff did 20 million a couple times. 2022, yeah, it was pretty cool. I don't think they do that now. And I think radio does 150 now in Detroit. So it's really? Digital. You know, a lot of it's digital media.
Oh, yeah.
Spending money other places. And there's a lot of pressure on people to spend on new media because it's new. And so we go, well, I should be spending money in new media, too. And that's great. I mean, it's great for us. I mean, it's kind of cool to be in something that is going uphill.
Yeah, definitely. Downhill.
I mean, radio still has an enormous audience. I'm not trying to knock radio.
Right, because it's just there.
I want to, but radio still does very well. It's kind of like...
Soon AM radio will reign king once more.
I can't wait for that day.
Yeah, AM radio couldn't be stronger. How many people are cars still putting AM radios in? I guess my car is an AM radio.
Mine does.
Yeah. Mine does.
I expect somebody spends a lot of money to make sure AM radio is still in cars.
You remember they used to test cars over by our transmitter?
Yeah, they would just drive around in circles. Around. Right. I do remember that.
Test them for.
Yeah, I think
turning radius.
No, to see the reception.
Signal, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember going into park, and almost daily you would see with the little camouflage on there that they slap on the cars, you would just see a whole row of them. Yeah. Always just driving in a circle around our tower.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
So.
Well, anyway, geofencing was discussed and all these things that...
It's geofencing, Drew.
Geofencing, I think it's sort of like attacking the crowd at Little Caesars Arena or, you know, some specific group that you think would relate to you, or it might be, it might, could be geofencing the WRAF audience. You know, we try to reach all of, I don't know if that's a good example. Do you know much about geofencing, Joe?
For the home automation system at home, we have geofence set up, so when you leave a certain radius of the house, it turns all the lights off, or if you enter a certain radius, it turns them on in certain rooms. So,
how did I know he would know something about geofencing? But yeah, from a marketing standpoint, it's focusing on a specific area, I guess.
So it's activated by a designated.
Yeah, I don't know how they get that. I don't know. I'm really kind of interested in how they get that information. I don't know if I want to waste my time understanding it, but if it helps.
What the hell are you talking about?
I have no idea.
Did you vote today?
No, I didn't.
No.
It's not too late, though.
Oh.
I had a very busy day. I know that sounds terrible.
Well, there weren't a whole lot of people at our precinct.
Did you have to vote straight ticket, by the way?
Yeah.
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
It's a primary.
Has it always been that way?
I don't think it's always been that way here in Michigan, but...
Yeah, isn't the primary?
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought, that I want to say, like 10 years ago, you didn't have to vote straight ticket.
Yeah,
I think that
changed and evolved.
Yeah,
did you vote for Donald Trump?
It was just mentioned in an article, and I was thinking, oh, yeah, straight ticket. I forgot. It seemed like it wasn't that long ago. You didn't have to do that. But, I don't know what the turnout is for the primary, but.
Wow, we weren't fighting to get through any lines. It was pretty. Of course, it was early in the day, so.
Funny you brought that up. They were talking about, I think one of the voting precincts had no power!
Oh, boy. As usual.
And, yeah, I know. It's funny, because I bitched so much about my power, now whenever anyone's power goes out, I mean, if it's even anyone remotely attached to one of our listeners, they immediately email me. Just, you know, because I'm the clearinghouse for all people with no power. And... it's positively amazing the circumstances in which people lose power, like
last
70
night.
And no breeze, or yeah, a little bit of rain, or 80 and 5 mile per hour winds. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. People just lose power, and it seems like everyone loses power at least a few times a year around here. Which I think
you felt the electricity in the air,
especially when you know people that don't lose power for 20 years. It's like, why the fuck do we lose power so much? Anyway, last night in Detroit, this man was killed, when he got home at 2:05 in the morning, and his wife thought he was a stranger and shot him and killed him.
Oh, my
Detroit.
God.
Well, they had no power, so there were no lights on. So she apparently woke up. I don't know if she knew. I got the impression she didn't know they had no power.
Oh, wow.
And there's this figure coming towards her in the dark and no lights. And she thought it was an intruder.
And
shot
him. And she has a gun by her bag?
I guess so.
Wow. Yikes.
Yeah.
What I saw is he's currently listed in serious condition.
Oh,
I thought he was dead.
I don't believe he did pass.
Well, maybe that's the real story, is that they brought him back to life.
But she had the gun. She keeps the gun underneath her pillow.
Oh my God!
I know
the way people thrash around in bed.
I do that. Yeah, I'm always.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, flailing around. I'm sure I would accidentally set that thing off.
Well, how sad that she lives in an area where she feels she has to
have her gun under her pillow. Yeah.
God, those numbers in Chicago over the weekend, 10 murdered and like 63 injured in shootings, or some ridiculous number. Rahm Emanuel actually had a press conference about it.
That's insane. That's a lot of people getting shot in one weekend.
I know. And it was down from last year. It was actually down a little bit.
I mean, can you imagine if there was just one event where somebody went and shot 66 people and 12 of them died? Excuse me, that would be 76 people and 12 of them died. That would be a major news story for weeks. However, when it just happens in Chicago over the weekend, it's another weekend and no one's going to march for it. You know, a few people are going to put stories up online bitching about, hey, why aren't you talking about this? But for the most part, it goes ignored.
Is it the heat, though? What sets people off in Chicago? Besides, I know there's been a lot of gangs, a lot of violence and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
there's just certain combinations of gangs and neighborhoods where they're just going to be shootings. And those people, I feel so sorry for the ones that aren't, that do not want any part of that, because they are just caught in the crossfire. There's nothing they can do. It's so hopeless.
They're Chicago like hostages
has these,
of it, too.
Yeah, they're total hostages. And apparently, it sounds like the gun laws are pretty strict there, But the gun laws aren't so strict in Indiana, so people manage to, that's when a lot of people like to point out that, strict laws, they're doing a great job there in Chicago, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even think you're allowed to have a handgun, right? Legally? Like, no handguns whatsoever?
It's pretty strict. I know it is. And, you know, honestly, when there's 380 million guns in the United States, how quickly, if you did have strong gun control, and I'm not saying I want it, so don't start emailing me. I'm just saying, even if you did, how quickly would there be less than... I mean, there's 380 million guns out there.
Mm-hmm.
They want our guns!
Are you really going to change that? I mean, that would be a multi-decade operation to really have that many less guns in this country, not to mention some of the people that have them.
Yeah.
We're going to restore the Second Amendment, dirtbag.
I saw this true crime story at Investigation ID. If you haven't figured it out, I do. Yes, I'm watching a lot of Investigation ID lately. And it was about this woman who... God, these stories are fascinating. I don't know. I feel like a creep for watching so much true crime, but it is damn interesting. This Jewish gal was married to this Jewish guy. His name was Horowitz. And he was really He was really into his business, and he started really ignoring his wife, who's this... She's a rather attractive woman. And he ignored her to the point that she had an affair with a security guard.
Really?
Which, of course, inflamed him, not just because she had an affair, but because she had an affair with someone beneath her.
Shut up! Stop making apologies
But available.
Yeah. And I guess it was pretty hot and heavy.
And maybe hot.
And he busted her, and she dumped the guy immediately, but he couldn't get over it, so he dumped her.
Oh.
Then his empire hit the skids, and she had money. She was from money. She had her own money. And so all of a sudden he decided, maybe we should get back together. And he remarried her.
She went along with that?
She did. Well, she was very sad. The family broke up. I don't think she intended... It was just one of those. She was very, very lonely. He sounded like a royal asshole. So they got back together, but he had sort of had a girlfriend.
What?
Work associate who was maybe a little of both, and he was flaunting it when they remarried because he was still pissed about the security guard that was beneath her.
For God's sakes!
I know.
What?
I felt bad for both of them, to be honest.
Why?
He sounded like he was really just a crazy. She should have just gone with the security guard, is what she should have done.
Yeah, right.
She had her own money, but he needed.
You motherfucker! I never should have married you.
He needed her dough, so he took her back, and then he flaunted this chick he had on the side and traveled with her, and he took her out to some fancy place for her birthday, and then his wife on her birthday.
Oh.
I think I'm trying to remember what he did. Something to be specifically insulting.
I heard
right after the other girl's birthday,
the girlfriend got like an expensive purse, and she got a soft-sided cooler for her birthday. I think that's what I think. I was reading the same story.
He was a real asshole. No, he did stuff like that. He was just really wanted to stick it in her face. Well, she woke up one morning and he was traveling. Layla, he was traveling somewhere with the girlfriend for business, quote unquote. And he had packed two bags and she lost it. And apparently she shot him in the shower and killed him.
Wow.
And the point was,
kind of had it coming.
She refused to take the test for her hands, you know, for gun residue or whatever. The son didn't want to say his mom did it, even though she had immediately after said, he's so awful. He was so awful. He was so awful.
Yeah.
And then when the police came, she was catatonic, so they never got to talk to her. And so it was kind of a long, drawn-out thing to even convict her. But they did, and then she appealed, and she got an appeal, and she was reconvicted, although it was a lesser charge. I think she got enough to take her out of this world. But anyway, the point was, the reason it was hard to convict her was because the son was really into guns. And he had been gotten in trouble for selling guns illegally somehow. And and when she shot the husband, she shot him with two different guns, which they said was extremely unusual.
Oh, my
God. She really wanted to kill this guy. But they said it was almost unheard of that somebody shoots two guns at the same time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a Yosemite Sam move.
Yeah, exactly. But they showed the arsenal that the husband had collected.
Oh.
This guy had so many fucking guns, and he had thousands and thousands of rounds of ammunition. But I mean, like, rifles, assault weapons, pistols, handguns. I mean, just everything. Just, like, probably 50 guns at least. And it's like, what? I don't really know why people need that many. I don't understand that. I don't know that he was a collector either. I don't know why he had so many guns, but did him in.
Yeah.
Because if...
Oops. The dumbest hombre has ever crossed a Rio Grande. And I don't mean Mahatma Gandhi. Now all of you skunks, clear out of here.
Isn't it because you want to have one of those rooms where you open it up and they're all like... And they're like in foam and displayed, and you
he didn't
know,
really have like, his displayed,
like
but
in Kingsman.
They were kind of all over the place. I mean, it was just an incredible, incredible cachet of guns. So,
did she go to prison then?
Yeah, she did.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it was really.
So the kid gets all the money.
Bummer story. Yeah, he did, and that's what made him a suspect for a while, because he did get all the money. He got over $500,000. In fact, they were heard. Her lawyer, it's so weird when this happens. Her lawyer's like, look, the only way we're getting you off this is to blame your kid. And he's not on trial, so we don't have to worry about that, right? Well, the kid wasn't really enjoying this too much. So he broke, of course, and said, yeah, my mom did it. This is what she said afterwards, which he wouldn't tell them originally, things that she had disclosed to him. But yeah, they said,
I guess mom do knows best.
They said, you stood to inherit $500,000, didn't you? And he said, yes, I did. I inherited more than that.
Wow.
And then he went on to bust his mom. But
hey, you saw that Depp's Notorious B.I.G. movie?
Yeah, why is that delayed, or why is
that
been
taken
off?
That was the one where he punched the guy on the set and got sued, so I thought that was part of it.
That's a live suit. That's going on right now.
Oh, that could be it.
Yeah, I mean, it sounded like there were a lot of trouble, and there's all kinds of troublesome stuff going on.
So. I didn't understand why delay the movie, though.
I don't either.
They did imply that might have something to do with it, but that didn't make any sense to me. I thought there must be something like they don't like the way it's edited, or they want to take another look at it.
I don't know. Do you think it's good because it's about...
Well, you know what? It's based on a book I read about...
The cop who shot.
Yeah, this sort of... rogue bunch of cops who were working for Death Row Records on the side doing security, and they were actually using radios to tell them they could rob certain houses because there were no cops around.
Oh.
And there were all this fun. And there was a bank robbery that one of them was involved in. His girlfriend worked at the bank, and she had told him when the bank was flush with cash and how to do it. And the weird thing is,
20 years ago, you were a lead detective on the Biggie Small case, right? I'm a journalist. Why is this case so important to you?
Oh, Forrest Whitaker.
A murder like that only goes unsolved if the police don't want to solve it.
I've seen the murder book. You have any suspects?
20 plus years and not one arrest. Are you guys hearing Tupac shooters were hired by Biggie's entourage?
Biggie didn't have Tupac kill.
The facts point to something more here.
Was there a proof of connection between cop and Biggie's murder?
I actually never heard of this conspiracy theory that the police were behind it.
Yeah. Well, these weren't your average police. These were some really... cops about as bad as cops get. I mean, this one guy robbed a bank. And you know, I'm trying to remember the story, the way it went. His girlfriend would tell him when the bank was flush, because they would, of course, you know, transfer money out of the bank. Before they did, there was a moment in time where the bank had a lot of money in the bank, cash.
And he's gone!
So she also told him that, you know, the way to pull this off, and it had something to do with people being near the alarm and things like that. So he came in, and what he did was, to not arouse suspicion to his girlfriend who was in the bank, mm-hmm. he grabbed her around the neck. He's like, I'll shoot her, you know, if you don't take me to the money right now. And right. she happened to be the one of the ones who knew where the money was. So she took him to the money. Well, they didn't figure out for years that she was that it was her boyfriend.
Kidding.
Somehow, yeah, eventually they got around to her as a suspect. I don't remember why, but they convicted him of robbing the bank, and he went to prison for, I believe it was, 5 years. But they never found the money.
Really?
They never got the money out of him. So he has that 700 grand buried or with someone somewhere.
Really?
And I guess it's all his when he gets out. I don't know, because I don't recall that they... I think that was something they were unable to prove that he had it, or they just couldn't find it, or I don't know. It was a crazy story, but the way the book implied, and I think it's the book this movie's based on called Labyrinth.
Oh, right, yeah.
I think they suggested that he had successfully hidden the money and he was going to reunite himself with it when he got out.
Yeah.
And they were going to be keeping an eye on him also. So I don't know how that works.
The Viper Room?
Kind of like Quaim. When Quaim gets out, you'd think he'd have some dough waiting for him.
With his vacuum cleaner bags full of
money. Yeah.
The Viper Room closing, too, they say.
Uh-oh.
Have you ever been there?
I have not. Did you go there?
I went to West Hollywood, and we were going to go to the Viper Club. And then we never did. We just ended up not having enough time. But
Layla and Meg's going at it?
Yes.
They are? We should be videotaping this. Mags and Layla 3.
No, she's just decided that it's time for me to just pay attention to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty close. She's pretty close.
She's been relentless, though.
Layla.
No, she's serious.
Now she's just sitting down there growling.
She's like, going upstairs.
Howl growling.
She keeps us up. She's not coming down for the show anymore.
So the Viper Room is just a club, right?
Yeah.
That River Phoenix died at?
That Johnny Depp owns.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp still owns it, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, as soon as I saw that story today, my suspicion was, okay, this is a big money loser for Johnny Depp, which doesn't matter when he's making $20 million a movie every 3 months.
Right.
But now that we know that Johnny Depp, it sounds to me like Johnny Depp is bankrupt.
Yeah, so he's got to get rid of it.
Yeah, and he's suddenly doing commercials. He's got, I think, 3 movies coming out. I mean, he's doing a lot of things to replenish his bank account.
Yeah.
But it sounds like not only is his empire completely crumbling, he owes a lot of money. And he's about to lose, he may lose, could be a substantial lawsuit. And also, there's a second lawsuit against him, and there's a lot of people waiting for money. So,
yeah.
If the Viper Room is a big loser, which it probably is, because Johnny Depp doesn't seem to have any regard for money whatsoever. I mean, that the bar was a toy for him. It was a place for his friends to hang out.
So he could jam, though, wasn't it?
Oh, that
too. So he could show up playing guitar?
Yeah, the walls are littered with words from Hunter S. Thompson. And then Rip River Phoenix all over the place.
Yeah. It's pretty grungy looking from the outside, but again, it's an icon.
It's just a big black building. It's just painted flat black.
Yeah.
If you ever want to read about River Phoenix's death, read Al Jorgensen's account in his book, The Ministry Guy.
Oh, right.
That is one of the craziest books I've ever read
in my
life.
Learned about Christina Applegate running around?
Yeah, Christina Applegate. She's mentioned in 2 books as running around going, River's dead, River's dead! And trying to be the town crier. And she sounded like such a ditzy blonde. In fact, Al Jorgensen kind of suggests that, yeah, this ditzy blonde was running around. I found out later it was Christina Applegate. And he's so funny the way he tells stories. He's describing the night and... Who was this? John Frusciante, the Chili Peppers guitarist, then not guitarist, then guitarist.
Yeah.
Hey, didn't he have a big drug problem?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's him. I'm not going to swear to it, but I think he said that he was playing and he was kind of shredding away because, you know, it was pretty informal. Anybody could play and he's just shredding away and he's great. But he said there was this horrible smell and he determined that he felt that John Frusciante had shit his pants.
Oh.
And he was doing a lot of drugs then, and he just stunk.
But he kept shredding?
I guess he continued playing. Yeah, it didn't bother him at all.
John Frusciante, he looks like he smells. Ugh.
Yeah, he's...
His music is interesting.
Gotta look about him.
His
solo, he's a great player.
Yeah, he's a great guitarist.
Well, he did the Under the Bridge riff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Unless that was after Hillel Slovak, right?
Right, yeah.
God, that was another weird thing I was reading in the Jane's Addiction story was, I can't even combine all that. All these things happened the same night to flee. And one of them was, I think he went to the Jane's Addiction show that they recorded live that became their first album. And then there was some other crazy event. And then he got home and he got a call that Hill Slovak was dead.
Wow.
Yeah, it was.
They actually, between them, has, I didn't know if Flea ever wrote the book, but I read Anthony's book.
It's pretty good.
And their stories are really amazing.
Oh, they're, you know? Yeah, they're really,
no Motley Crue, but they've got some really good stories.
You can really lose yourself in their world.
Yeah.
And when you put the book down, it's like, whoa, I'm exhausted.
I know. Plus, there's the Michigan element, you know, Anthony being from Grand Rapids. Was it Grand Rapids? Western Michigan.
Yeah, Western Michigan. Originally. And Chad's from here.
And Chad.
Chad is such a good guy.
I know.
We need to get a hold of Chad somehow. But the other part of the story was Al Jorgensen was jamming with Johnny Depp and a couple other guys.
Yeah.
And he was fucking around with Depp, unplugging his guitar and stuff. And when River Phoenix, when word got around that River Phoenix was dying outside,
yeah,
the jam broke up, and he ends up, River gets taken away, and he ends up in Johnny Depp's office there, I guess. His office. And he said Johnny Depp was really angry, and he couldn't figure out if he was angry at him for unplugging his guitar or if it was just River.
He might not have even known which one it was.
He really thought that Johnny was angry at him also, that he was like a confluence of anger.
Yeah. The Hollywood News, again, is the whole thing. They voted on the Donald Trump star.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked up what other...
Well, I'm so shocked that vote went that way.
Me too. I just wondered who else has ever lost their star on Hollywood Boulevard.
Well, there's already...
It's no one ever has.
There's already bitching that Kevin Spacey and Bill Cosby still have their stars. And you know, I guess this is the right saying, where are their stars gone? Where did they vote on their stars? And I agree with the guy who said this is going to lead to other people's stars being trashed by assholes.
Sure.
Because, you know, there were assholes from the right and the left that were fighting at the side of the star every night virtually.
Yeah.
So now they've taken Trump's star away. So those people are going to obviously have to destroy someone else's star to make up for it or to call it even.
Well, they were complaining. I guess LA Weekly says Bill Cosby still has a star,
which is kind of stupid.
Should have a star. And then they had other people who still had stars that I didn't understand why they were trying to get them thrown off, like Oliver Stone.
Was he Me Too'd?
He had a couple of things.
Oliver Stone? I don't think he was Me Too. I thought he was. I thought he was big on the InfoWars stuff with Alex Jones, wasn't he?
Oh, okay. Oh, so they don't like that.
And Jerry Lee Lewis. Whatever. They wanted to take Jerry Lee Lewis off because he had underage.
Well he likely a 13-year-old. Very good chance he murdered his second wife, too.
And that.
There's that.
And then Joan Crawford because she beat her kids with hangers. Or they just should put a bunch of hangers on her star. You know,
why, I guess why not?
Why are people so worried about all this stuff, really?
It's part there's an historical aspect of it. Fatty Arbuckle, because of that.
Oh, Fatty Arbuckle doesn't have a star, does he?
Yeah, he does.
But he, didn't he rape an underage girl with a Coke bottle?
Yes.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay. Hmm.
He did, but he's got a star.
Yeah. And doesn't everyone just need to chill out a little bit? Wouldn't it be nice if we could just get everyone to calm down just a notch until the 2020 election and just... Everybody vote in 2020.
Maybe.
Everybody vote.
Maybe stop looking things up. Could that be part of it? If you just don't look things up and don't fight with people.
You know, we get called, you know, blank nation, whether it's, what's the Prozac nation? Or haven't we become Tattletale Nation?
Oh, yeah.
Not looking too good.
And Tattletale is such a grotesque thing, being an adult Tattletale.
Or the citizens arresting that's going on, you know, the whole student's arrest. There's
that's right.
A
he's little, got tweets from 2011 that are really bad.
There's a little kid in a pool who doesn't belong here. Other things like that.
But you know, when you get caught up in it, it's like, oh, they found those tweets. Oh well, yeah, I guess you're gonna lose a job. I mean, you just start thinking that it's normal or that they're just supposed to. We briefly mentioned the Urban Meyer rally at Ohio Stadium.
Can you believe it?
200 people. I don't know. Why would you have an Urban Meyer rally?
It's.
I don't know why you would like him more, because you wouldn't have an Urban Meyer rally if things were just boogieing along like a normal pre-football season. But because he may not have reported this guy for domestic abuse, you're going to have a rally for him?
Yeah, it seems misplaced.
And these stupid signs, ESPN. ESPN is fake news.
These aren't students, though, are they?
I don't know who they are. They're alumni.
Not the best chant. I've heard better.
How dumb is this?
That's pretty dumb.
Tennessee Jeff.
Who's Tennessee Jeff?
Now he's a diehard. He's from Canton. Now he lives somewhere in, not Tennessee, surprisingly. It's like South Carolina.
Was he at the rally?
He put the rally on.
Oh, okay. Oh, I don't know who Tennessee Jeff is.
Tennessee Jeff is just a big, big Urban Meyer supporter. Doesn't believe that Urban Meyer should be going through these hardships right now when he didn't do anything wrong.
Well, there's a lot of ways you can look at it. I'm not sure he handled the situation appropriately or very well at a minimum. He certainly fucked up the press conference. I don't know. I thought the hysteria was a little much myself. But we'll know. They'll have their little investigation. And
well, it's probably an exciting day in Columbus, Ohio.
I have a feeling he will keep his job. I wasn't sure he would.
Oh, really?
A week ago. I don't know. Brandon, do you have any thoughts on that?
And if he's going to keep his job or not? I think he's fighting for it, and I think he'd have been blown out by now.
I kind of think so, too. I think the athletic director might be in trouble, though, because now we know that the Powell Police Department called the athletic director, which, first of all, I don't understand why the Powell Police Department is calling the athletic director. It seems to me their job is to prosecute the case.
Yeah.
Whether she cooperates or not, they can still charge him.
Yeah.
So I'm not understanding why do they think it's their job to call the athletic director. But that may give the athletic director
the spotlight
may land on him now. Because Urban claims he followed his protocols. And whether he did or not, I don't know. They'll find that out.
I want the Farmington Hills Police to call you if I ever get into trouble.
What am I supposed to do? I can't investigate.
You go talk them down and tell them that I need to be here and available.
Call me back if she's charged. If she's not charged, what am I supposed to have, my own private investigation?
Nice friend.
That's the plot of Jack Reacher with Tom Cruise. That's the whole plot of it. he says, if I'm ever in trouble, call Jack Reacher. And so that's how the beginning of the movie starts out. So you are Trudy's Jack Reacher. You're Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be your Tom Cruise.
I don't want you to be my Tom Cruise.
No, I don't want to. No one should have a Tom Cruise.
No. Besides, I like the other. What's Keanu's?
John Wick.
John Wick.
Yeah.
I'm a John Wick fan.
Oh, he's badass.
Do you have to be one of the other Brandon, since you're into those?
You have to be John Wick or.
Do you have to be John Wick or.
Jack off Reach Around?
Yeah, Jack Reacher.
Oh, John Wick would whoop all those asses. He'd beat the hell out of any Tom Cruise character. That guy's sweet. All because you kill his dog.
I know.
Yeah. But that's he's a badass in real life, I think. I'm pretty sure that he can shoot all those guns, do all that karate, and kick some ass.
Yeah. Charlize Theron was talking about him, and they were training for movies at the same time, and she was saying what a dedicated bodybuilder.
Yeah, she wants to nail him. He's Neo.
No doubt.
I had a funny thing happen. Have you ever had this happen where people contact you about your house and they're like, we pay cash for homes, you know, for whatever reason, because they flip houses or they know you've, in my case, I think it's because they know there's a renter in the house.
Right.
So they figure, I don't need the house. So, and it's in Arizona. There's a lot of flipping and all that in Phoenix. The house I had out there when I was doing radio. It probably does suck. I haven't seen it in a long time. it was a nice house at one time, and I have spent money allegedly keeping it up, but I don't know. Anyway, I get letters all the time going, I'm with Sunshine Real Estate. We pay cash for homes, and we flip or, you know, whatever. And then other people say, we'd like to manage your house, and, you know, we'll get your rent up by this much.
I think it's common, especially given the neighborhood. you know, depending on and where the house is. My Grambo, the last 5 years, she was getting people coming to her door.
Oh, yeah. She's on that west side of Woodward in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, there's a lot of knockdowns over there now. So everybody wants to knock. Any house that has not been updated in the last 20 or 30 years is a potential knockdown.
She was right at the corner of Woodward and Adams in Birmingham, a very nice area. And so many of those houses were going down, and so many people were making a profit that they would send her letters, send her neighbors letters, send people right to the door, and one by one, everybody would just kind of sell that house. And Grambo was one of the last ones on the block.
Grambo was a holdout.
Well, they built the house in 1950 for $10,000.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. They had it paid off in 10 years, she said.
Sweet.
10 years? Wow.
If people used to do that.
Yep. One income house, three kids.
So anyway, you know, I get these calls all the time, and I always find myself wanting to say, well, what would you give me for it? Even though I've got a renter there who just signed a lease. So I can't sell it right now.
Right.
But I just want to know what they would pay.
Just,
what would you pay? And then if it's like some outrageous amount, because they always act like, we'll pay you full value. I figure, well, maybe I can get out of the lease. But of course, I know what the house is worth because I go on Zillow and look it up.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, when the market crashed in 2009, it lost like half its value. It had inflated wildly for, after the whole savings and loan debacle, Charlie Keating, when all those people lost all their junk bonds.
Yeah.
There were thousands, tens of thousands of foreclosures in Phoenix. And then once all those houses got repurchased and back in the market, it took about 5 or 8 years, the house started going up in value. And then people from California were moving because they couldn't afford California. Arizona's cheaper.
Right.
So there's always people coming into Phoenix. It just gets bigger, 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 bigger. So the value went wildly up to like 2007, and then the market crashed, and it lost not all of it, but it lost almost all of the gains.
Really?
And it was like, oh, my God, really? Because at first, like, whoa, I can't believe my house is worth. And it's like, oh, my God, I can't believe my house is worth. It was horrible. So since 2009, it's been creeping back up again.
Yeah.
And I check Zillow occasionally, and it's not worth what it was in 2007. So I was figuring, well, I might as well just keep renting it. What the hell?
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll ever be what it was worth then, or it doesn't seem like it will. But
when's the last time you've been to this home that you own?
12, 13 years ago. I have a property manager. I get a check every month. So, I see pictures of it occasionally. People stop by.
You gotta have Drew put some security cameras around so you can see what it's
probably looking like inside. Yeah, it's a great idea. It's
probably a meth lab or something.
It could be. I had one couple.
Human trafficking.
One couple rented it for like 17 years. They were retired. They were great. And now, since then, there was one guy who was in there who had a lot of extra cars and boats and stuff, and I actually got a letter from a neighbor who was like, you would not believe what's happened to your house.
Oh, boy.
And it turned out,
banging all over the house, and I heard people screaming and screaming.
There was a lot of shit in the yard and by the side of the house, and that bothered them, and he left, and he really wasn't bad. He just had a lot of stuff.
Right.
And a lot of it was outside the house.
Stay in the fucking house. I'm not giving it to you, but I'll let you stay there.
So anyway, I get
that's
this
true.
I get this text. Hope I'm not bothering you. My name is Bobby with blank home buyers. Considering selling East Monte Cristo, I buy houses as is and for cash. No commissioner fees. No need to make any repairs and move on your schedule. Interested in an offer? So I just like,
are you saying they put a cocaine seller in the house?
I just for the hell of it, I said, I have no idea what the house is worth, but I have a renter and a lease ending soon. Now, that's a lie. The lease is not ending soon. I just wanted him to give me an offer. So he says, when is the lease ending? Are you wanting to sell it if the lease is up? And I said, I had not thought about it. I have no idea what the house is worth. The lease has a couple months. So then
hey, I said, get out of my house.
He responds with, without seeing conditions inside, we can offer up to, and then he gives me an amount. All cash with a quick hassle-free close. If interested, please provide email and I can docu-sign our offer right away. Well, the amount is about $60,000 less than Zillow says it's worth.
Oh.
But it's all cash and you can docu-sign it right away.
Sure.
So nice low-ball offer. I'm going to text him back and say, "Nice low-ball offer."
Counter.
Well, thanks, low-ball.
Counter. Counter with a stupid number.
No, I can't sell
what
it
What if
anyway.
You just counter and chew up all of his time and then go, ah,
I know,
I feel
I've wasted enough of his time already. But these people waste tons of my time constantly opening mail. What's this? Oh, it's another, you know, another one of these people.
Yeah. We, you know, we have people who are trying to get all their friends to live around them, so they frequently will go, hey, you don't want to sell your house, do you? Because they have some people they want to move in.
Oh, you mean
and they're developing a commune or a compound there or something. I don't know.
That's a cool idea.
It is. Kind of like it, but I'm not budging.
It's a nice way to fix the name. Oh, they want you out so they can get their friends in?
I don't know if it's me specifically, but I think they just ask around every now and then to see if anybody's ready to go.
Uh-huh.
That's a nice place.
Well, yeah, so if you're going, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, I never mentioned the story today, but I did want to sort of squeeze it in here. Can you check Daily Mail, Brandon, for the Sacramento cop that was getting married and Black Lives Matter showed up?
Yeah.
Okay, in Sacramento, there was a guy who was shot in his grandmother's backyard, a black guy.
Oh, I remember that guy. Yeah.
He had a crowbar and was breaking into cars right next door to his grandmother's house, or just down the street from his grandmother's place.
Yeah, they had helicopter.
Yeah, three people called 911 almost at the same time. And then he was, after he crowbarred, I think he broke the window of a couple cars.
Uh-huh.
Then he was trying to break into a home. Then three people called 911 in the course of all this activity. These cops come streaming up. There's a chopper overhead. He's apparently in someone's backyard. The cops, you know, ask him to, I think they might have a spotlight on him. Yeah, ask him to freeze or whatever. And he just kept running, and they chased him through a few backyards. And then they told him to put his hands up or drop what was in his hand. It was his cell phone. They thought it was a gun. So two cops shot him and killed him. One cop was black. One cop was white. The black cop today was getting married. So they showed up at his wedding, Black Lives Matter, to taunt him, chanting, murderer, murderer. And then somebody got into the, I guess he and the groomsman were, is that what the audio is, Brandon? I think it's this chick. Who, yeah, there she is.
Parents, I just wonder if you started planning your wedding before you killed Stephon Clark or after? And how you've been sleeping since March 18th. And I know this is supposed to be the happiest day of your life. He will not have that opportunity.
Hey, can you get out of here?
Ever.
Hey, guys, can you get out?
So we came here to drink wine and also just
hey,
ask
keep
you how you're sleeping.
Murder.
You're a murderer.
What are these people's parts in this? I mean, are they just
okay, she, by the way,
an activist gig? Or?
She is not related to the person that was shot. She's apparently just a protester or somebody. And the quote I read was that that they had followed his wedding online and they were keeping track of the date. And the plan was they wanted to approach him where he was vulnerable. And I thought, oh, vulnerable. Like when they're trying to chase a criminal who's committing multiple crimes in his grandmother's neighborhood and he's running from the police with something in his hand that might look like a gun. That might be vulnerable, too. Bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, really. I don't know if that guy's been cleared of the shooting. At first, of course, there were protests. They took over a city council meeting and, oh, he was shot in the back. Well, no, he wasn't shot in the back. He turned, I think, as he was shot in the front, and one or two of the bullets hit him in the back. He was hit by a number of bullets because two cops shot him at the same time.
They did light him up. The helicopter caught everything. Well, as well as
the body cam. I saw the body cam.
But the helicopter video, you could really see how many times they shot. So they did shoot him a bunch.
Well, they're not supposed to shoot to injure. They're supposed to shoot to eliminate the threat.
Absolutely.
And, you know, honestly, I saw the body cam, and I kind of was like, oh, God, I don't think I want to watch this. Because it sounded so horrible, as in, like, these terrible police. When I saw the body cam, it was like, wow, this is, I would never want to be in this position where you're chasing this guy who multiple people are calling the police because he's breaking into homes, he's breaking into cars or whatever.
And you don't know whether he's armed or not.
And you can't see him very well, and there is something in his hand. And the people in Black Lives Matter and the family have been taunting the police with, you know, pointing a cell phone at him in the broad light of city council meeting, and you can tell it's a cell phone when you're at a city council meeting. When a guy is running and it's dark, it's not that simple.
You know what? Don't you think you could deal with whatever your issue is in a city council meeting rather than come to this guy's wedding? I mean,
I don't think this guy wanted to kill a black person that day. I don't think he went to work going, God, maybe I can shoot a black guy. I think he was in a very difficult position, as police are from time to time, and they have a very difficult judgments to make, and maybe they were wrong. I'm not sure exactly. I'm not sure where that one stands. Usually juries clear these guys because they know it's a split-second thing, and, you know, unless a cop or a police department has a history of making a lot of mistakes, I think that, you know, it's going to happen. Do we want cops going home dead?
I mean,
the guy's running from the police. This is the part that pisses me off is every time this comes up, it's somebody who resists arrest or is being chased. And no one ever says, you know what? We really ought to talk about not running from police or not resisting arrest, because every time this happens, that's going on, too. They want to make it all about the race of the person shot or the race. Well, they're all fighting back. They're all resisting arrest. They're all running from the police. If there was a little less of that, there'd be a little less of this.
And as we all know,
just a tiny footnote, just a tiny, tiny footnote.
You can never, never, ever outrun the police in Cops. That's what we've learned from Cops.
Nope.
Watching TV show.
Also, you have people running around like the attorney for the guy that was shot in Royal Oak at White Castle, saying that the reason he didn't pull over is because your chance of being injured by cops when you get pulled over is so high, which...
Great lawyer.
Boy. Anyway, get us out of here, Brandon. Maz wants to be here tomorrow. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. We might have a big room full of people tomorrow.
Maz will have two umbrellas with him.
Oh, yeah, we could have a record number of umbrellas.
Hopefully your road's done by then. We don't have to walk a mile.
No. I don't know.
Yeah, does Maz know?
No, he does not. Maybe that'll preclude him from coming tomorrow.
Oh,
it's Thursday.
Maz will get he'll be in the parking lot, or excuse me, the driveway.
The driveway, yeah, that's true. He'll block the sidewalk if he has to.
I will graciously give him the day if he would like the day.
There's another scenario that might work a little better.
Okay.
That involves both of you being here, but...
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I won't come.
Meanwhile, like us on Facebook, rate us on Facebook, rate us on iTunes, and our Google Play rank is... We're back in the top 30.
Yeah. I did notice that we jumped into... Earlier today, we were 27, 28.
What?
Which is...
Nice.
It's just nice to...
Did we fall back again?
Well, we're climbing the chart again.
Oh, okay.
Which is good. Good news.
I thought you were going to say we were briefly... in the top 30.
I think we're good to go.
That has to be people picking up and finding out where we are, right? So thank you.
Yeah, well, usually after something like the Channel 4 thing, it seems like we pick up some bodies, and we seem to keep people once we get them.
I thought with iTunes blowing Alec Jones off, maybe we'd gain a few spots.
Yeah, poor Alex Jones. Oh, was he full of hot air today.
He's mad.
And yesterday. Yeah, maybe we'll get into that tomorrow. Anyway, everyone, we'll see ya!
Okay, let me guess, dude. You're an axe man, you're looking to score a new blade. So what's your poison, bro? Les Paul, straight up Gibson? No. Classic Strat, am I right?
Oh, I don't have what it takes to play guitar. I mean, I'm no Joe Walsh in the brains department.
Who is? Look, you don't have the weak, womanly fingers of a guitar princess. You, my friend, have the muscular stumps of a bass man. Try this on.
What the rock?
Now that was a lick.
I did a lick?
Keep him coming. Yes, now bob your head. Bob it, bob it, bob it. Dude, usually it takes years to learn such neck confidence. Now check this out.
God, I'm amazing.
Dude, you're already one of the greatest bass players of all time.
What is that racket?
Music! Beautiful music!
What?
Beautiful music, baby.
The bass guitar?
this doesn't really seem like you.
Sure it is. You know, I've always loved laying things down. Grooves are just the latest. Mm-hmm. I feel a powerful connection to the history of famous bass players. Like, what's his name from The Who? Or that guy from Led Zeppelin who wasn't Page, Plant, or Bonham? Those are the only two I know for sure.